Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 18th day of May, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Dr. Edwin Vieira is joining us coming up in the last hour of the broadcast today to discuss the massive states' rights movement against tyranny and how we take this nation back. We have Margaret Roberts joining us for about 20 minutes in the second half of the third hour. Key Oklahoma bombing witness denied access to attorneys. We received this email from the prison yesterday, right before they cut off his contact, from David Hammer, the death row inmate who authored two books on the Oklahoma City bombing, was locked down by prison officials following his interview with this radio broadcast last week. I don't see the problem. He did one 2 weeks before that. But they are very upset about that, and he does say that he fears for his life. They came to his jail cell Sunday night and said, "We're taking you for a medical exam in the middle of the night." And he declined that because it wasn't part of his scheduled medical exam. It's one of the few things people actually have power over in some of the prison systems that actually follow federal laws. They're able to control what type of health care they get because that is a decision you make over your body. But we'll break that down coming up in about 2.5 hours. We're going to get into what's happening in the markets worldwide. We're going to break down the election primaries going on around the country, staggered in different states. We've seen neocon Republicans in Utah falling. We've seen Democrat incumbents in deep trouble, specters in deep trouble. And the headline up on PrisonPlanet.com, written by Kurt Nemo, "Will Neocons Steal Senate Primary from Rand Paul?" Paul's opponent, who is Kentucky's chief elections official, and that's illegal all over the country, but the election commission run by him said it was okay, suspiciously confident despite 18-point deficit. He says he's going to win, even though the polls show between 22 and 18%. The lowest polls show Rand Paul with a 15-point lead. And this is going to be a major bellwether because he was anti-Iraq war, anti-Patriot Act, 100% pro-Second Amendment. And this shows that the Tea Parties really are libertarian and constitutionalist, not Republican hacks. And Frum and Dick Cheney and all the big neocons have lined up against Rand Paul. I've ignored it in the last week because I don't want to give any attention to it, but it's too late for them now. They've been running TV ads attacking Rand Paul in Kentucky for coming on this radio show. And they take selective cuts of me, you know, when I'm illustrating something. I was watching YouTube clips of Rush Limbaugh last night. You know, he acts goofy sometimes, too. I mean, we're radio hosts. We illustrate things. And they took clips of that and cut it into Rand Paul on this radio show. But that's going to fail. But the larger issue here is, if he wins, and we're seeing Republican incumbents being thrown out everywhere, not just Democrats, but if he wins, that signs the death knell for the neocons coming up in the next few elections. So not only are the Obamanoids going to be thrown out, but the Republican hacks that launch illegal wars, destroy the Bill of Rights, beef up Homeland Security against the American people, that was going on under Bush, not just Obama. They're in deep trouble. You know, the same Republicans that tripled the size of government. I know Obama even went further in 1 year. I didn't think it was possible. Yes, he's bad. The worst ever, but Bush was the worst ever, and then Obama was the worst ever, and you can be assured if a neocon Republican gets in 3 years, he'll be the worst ever, or she'll be the worst ever. It's all bait and switches, so a major political realignment going on towards the Constitution, towards liberty. This is exciting. We'll break that down as well. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's what I want to do today. We've got some guests coming up in the last hour and a half of transmission. But in the meantime, I want to open the phones up on some specific issues. Yesterday, we posted a video and an article by Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, of a Army sergeant who was in Louisiana for Katrina. And we have ABC News, we have CBS News, we have the local news. There's more than 20 newscasts out there where the mayor and the police chief said and the feds said, no one will be armed, everyone will be disarmed. And they went into New Orleans and surrounding areas, mainly the wealthy areas, and put people in handcuffs and went in their houses and busted open their gun safes and stole their guns. And almost no one got them back. They didn't tag them. They took them. And then we talked about it, and there was mainstream media denial in the New York Times and other publications saying the conspiracy kooks think they're taking guns. Now, that's a psyop. Again, they come take your guns and then say we didn't take your guns. And it was a federal laboratory test. But in this video, this sergeant talks about how the majority of the units, first in the small town they were in, and then when they were sent to New Orleans, refused to take part in it. So basically their officers backed off and then didn't request it of the National Guard units. But the big army, as it's called, regular army, including special forces, did go out and confiscate firearms. And this is important 4 or 5 years later Because now the military is training the National Guard for gun confiscation en masse, and that has even been in mainstream news publications, and we cover that in great depth in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. So what I want to do, at least in the first bank or two of phone calls, then we'll just open up the phones to everybody in the next hour, is give military men and women a chance to call in to back up this report that the military did refuse, according to this report, around half of the units, people in formation, non-commissioned officers, sergeants, and others stood up and said, we're not going to take part in this. We're not going to go along with it. And I noticed in the YouTube video yesterday, last night, and this morning, I was checking the YouTube video with the interview that Stuart Rhodes did with this sergeant from the Utah National Guard. It was there in Katrina. I noticed that there was comment after comment of people saying they were there and that they refused and that they saw the regular Army confiscating guns. And I saw regular Army people saying I was there and I refused. And I went to their channels and went through their videos, and a lot of them did have military footage on there from Iraq and other places, so it appeared that it was military people. But regardless, we know the gun confiscation went on. We know they're training them for it. The issue is, the question is, did you take part in gun confiscation, or did you say no, or did you talk to people in other units who took part in it or said no? The phones are open specifically right now. Then I'm going to cover news, then go to your calls. They're open right now, specifically for people that have intel and information on this, because this is uplifting information. This is buoying information. This is good news. And we need to expand on this and get more of this on record, because we know a lot of people who are currently serving in our military are listening to the broadcast and are very upset about the type of training they're being given right now. So the toll-free number to join us today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Or if your husband is in Afghanistan right now, or Iraq, or in the other 100-plus countries our troops are in, but if your husband told you about this, if you're the wife or the husband of troops that are serving who have relayed this message to you, you're also welcome to call in on this specific issue, because this is so important. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And separately, if you're in the military and concerned about being trained for gun confiscation, you're also welcome to call in, again, at 800-259-9231. Okay, let me just start going through the news here as quickly as I can, because there is a lot of it. Here's the Infowars.com article. Despite poll numbers, Rand Paul's opponent confident he will win in Kentucky. And that's the headline that Kurt Nimmo gave, the excellent story he wrote this morning at Infowars.com. I posted it at PrisonPlanet.com this morning, or had it posted by Watson, with this headline: will neocons steal Senate primary from Rand Paul? Now, I've had Judge Andrew Napolitano on, former federal judge, on this subject. I've had Ron Paul on this subject. And they both agreed that in most states, like New Jersey, where Napolitano practiced law, it is on the books, it's illegal, for someone to run for a political office and to be the head of the elections, whether it's in the county, the city, or the state. You can be, say, in the state Senate and run for the U.S. House. Or you can be a mayor and run for the state legislature. That's not a problem. I mean, most people that end up running for higher office are already in office or have already served in an office. But you can't be over the election and then control the election that you're running in. Guaranteed, this individual has got all of his minions in place around the state, and they know they're going to be getting jobs in the U.S. Senate, if he gets in. Now, depending on the poll, he's between 22% and 15% against his competition. That's Rand Paul. And a lot of you are saying, well, I'm not in Kentucky. Why do I care? Well, Politico, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the cover of the New York Times yesterday, by the way, and the Wall Street Journal, you name it, are all pointing out that if Rand Paul wins in Kentucky today, that seals the deal, shows a clear realignment. Just like you saw the Republican incumbent in the Republican primary for the Senate in Utah lose because he's an open borders, big government pimp and a patriot, comparatively, not perfect, but a patriot, trounced him and is now going to trounce the Democratic candidate the polls show in Utah. Specter, who is a Democrat, is going to be thrown out probably today unless there's election rigging in his state. All the polls show he's at least 10 points behind. The most scientific polls in Kentucky show that Rand Paul is 18 points ahead. Three separate polls show him 18 points ahead. One shows 22, several 15, 16, and 17. But 18 looks like the number here. When you study polling science and reputable polls, when you get multiple polls coming in with the same number, with a margin of error, depending on the poll, of 3 to 7%, and you've got 7% that are undecided, any way you slice it, any way you slice it, even if you take the margin of error and give it all to the neocon candidate, even if you give all the undecideds to him, Rand Paul still wins heartily, heartily by 4 points. So there you have it. And they went to the Elections Commission. They went to the Ethics Commission, the Rand Paul campaign. They tried to block this. They said that he needs to recuse himself from overseeing the elections, at least for the duration of the campaign. You know, he can go back to being the election head, you know, if he loses. But no, the commission, and I've looked this up, and Ron Paul and Napolitano agree, this is a precedent-setting case. There has never been a case where an ethics commission has said that something like this is okay. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's like having Goldman Sachs former executives in every regulatory commission over Goldman Sachs bailout money, or having Henry Paulson, when he was Treasury head, giving himself a waiver for what, $212 million of payments to himself, and he gave himself the waiver. You can't give yourself a waiver when you're the Treasury head giving tens of billions of dollars in one payment to Goldman Sachs, and then you get over $200 million. You can't do that. I've likened it to a bank manager can't give himself a note saying he's allowed to come to the bank at midnight and load a van full of all the cash and safety deposit box money. Just because you give yourself a waiver to do it. I mean, can a cop, you know, can a police captain give himself a waiver to sell cocaine on street corners? No, they can't. I mean, can anybody, can a doctor give himself a waiver to give himself, you know, 50 Oxycontins a day? No, a lot of doctors have gone to jail for that. So you can't do this because you're in a position of authority. It says, again, here's the headline. Will neocons steal Senate primary from Rand Paul? I don't think they can be this bold. When they're 18 points behind, I don't think they can be this bold. And you know, even if the election official isn't bad, Trey Grayson, even if he is a good guy, and he may be, though he's been playing some dirty tricks and has been supported by Goldman Sachs and been big supporter of AIG, but let's just say, even if he's a good guy, what about the people under him that are over the elections that stand to get jobs when he goes to the U.S. Senate? So if Rand Paul loses today, there is no doubt it was stolen. And what have you seen in Florida and Ohio and other places? Both parties do this, and party people do this to their own party. This stinks to high heaven. In fact, here's my comment on the article. It says, Alex Jones' comment, with the most recent poll showing Trey Grayson trailing Rand Paul by a gargantuan 18 points, we should view his overconfidence with extreme suspicion, especially considering the fact that Grayson is a neocon operative and also Kentucky's chief elections official. Grayson is possibly just playing mind games, but if he is somehow able to overturn the 18-point deficit, serious questions will be asked about the integrity of this election, and the article goes through it in great detail. Okay, I'm going to shift gears into other news straight ahead.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
No one knows what it's like to be the Batman.
Well, the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of indefinite detention. That's the way the whole government's going. The new Supreme Court nominee believes in total tyranny, the end of the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. You've got legislation to secretly arrest citizens for absolutely no reason, for, quote, any intelligence gathering purposes. You've got politicians calling for it on every front. This is bona fide Fed tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a moment, and then I'm going to get into all of the other news, like Key, Oklahoma bombing witness denied access to attorneys, fears for life. Here's another one. Parents of under fives face nanny state home inspections to keep children safe. See, this is now happening in England and the U.S., and you just get your CPS visit. No probable cause, no nothing. And that ties into this news that, of course, we reported more than a decade ago, starting in England, now coming to the U.S., new recycle bins with tracking chips coming to Alexandria. And then they're going to start fining you after they phase this in if you don't recycle everything and spy on what you're doing. Just setting up this total surveillance grid, and that ties together with parents of under fives face nanny state home inspections to keep children safe. Time magazine reporting male birth control stopping sperm with ultrasound. And of course, all the studies show ultrasound is bad for your baby. That's why they don't do it in the first trimester, but just incredible. So we're going to be going over that as well. Australian WikiLeaks founder passport confiscated at the airport. Because he, of course, exposed the hit list, the blacklist system they're going to be using to block out alternative news and information in Australia. Obama snubs questions at Press Freedom Act signing. Yeah, they have privacy events, you know, where they claim that the government is going to give the public more privacy and not spy on us, and that they're going to be more transparent, the government's going to be more transparent, and they do the exact opposite and either don't let the press in or don't answer their questions. Obama, now approval rating continue to fall, so he's basically hiding out from the media. But before we go to break and come back with your phone calls today, I wanted to give people some good news. Gary Franchi yesterday was on the radio show, the producer of Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. And we had the idea, and I've been pushing them with Camp FEMA, their last great film, to just go ahead and allow people to make copies of it so we can have a bigger viral effect of these great films I also consulted on and appear in. And so they've done that with Camp FEMA, and now out of the gates, they're going to do that with Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, and it's going to premiere coming up later this evening at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and then it will be dispersed to the four winds. But to see it in the highest quality online, PrisonPlanet.tv today. But it is important to support the filmmakers, ladies and gentlemen. They won't be able to make great films like this in the future, plus to have it on DVD and to have the expanded extras in the highest quality. So I would seriously hope that everyone would go to Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and to secure a copy of Don't Tread on Me and Police State for the Rise of FEMA and, of course, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. Because the public is now ready to be awakened, plus alternative media needs support. We don't have the Ford Foundation funding us. We don't have the federal government funding us. You are funding us, and we're having a big effect. And films are the most effective tool I've seen, bar none, to not talk yourself blue in the face, but give somebody a well-produced, well-documented film like Endgame or Terror Storm or Don't Tread on Me or Invisible Empire or The Obama Deception or Fall of the Republic. And if they shut the internet down or start censoring it and controlling what can be out there, as they're openly pushing for worldwide and starting to phase in here in the U.S., they're still not going to be able to stop you from putting up flyers with simple messages in your town. Then the government will try to suppress your free speech. Then the public will start rebelling, as we saw with the Obama poster contest, being in hundreds of newspapers and hundreds of TV stations worldwide, becoming a phenomenon because they tried to censor it. So films on DVD cannot be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. So Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Such an important film about how to take this nation back. Available at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. So many great solutions. You want solutions, it's in the film. And it's going to premiere online coming up this evening at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Big news blitz coming up in the next hour. Literally got about 100 important stories here we're going to attempt to tackle. But I want to go to your phone calls right now. If you just joined us at the start of the broadcast, I talked about a video up on Infowars.com and an article written by Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, that's simply getting the military to reread their oath and to swear to it again that they won't confiscate guns, they won't put Americans in FEMA camps, they won't carry out martial law, all of which they're being trained for. And if we reach out to the military and police and get them to uphold their oath and understand their true mission, then they will be American patriots in history and not used like the German military was or the Russian military was used or many other militaries to carry out oppression. And there's no doubt the government's calling for censorship, for secret arrest of citizens. They're trying to pass legislation. They're trying to create a list where anybody the federal government wants can be put on the no-gun buy list. We know in the internal documents that most of the training is to target conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, gun owners. This is real. And to have the this interview with a sergeant who was in the National Guard from Utah, who was in Katrina, and to talk about how as much as half of the troops refused to take part in the gun confiscation and even spoke out in formation. And their officers were concerned and, didn't want to go along with it and didn't. And so, yes, they were able to get some regular army to engage in gun confiscation with the police. They were able to show that on ABC News and CBS News like it was a good thing to condition and acclimate the public to accept this. So I wanted to open the phones up specifically. Next hour will be wide open to everybody. For former military that were part of Katrina or military that talked to people that were part of the gun confiscation. But we know the gun confiscation happened. That's on record. The issue is people that specifically were witnesses to or talked to other military who were witnesses to the military saying no to that beta test in Katrina. So we're going to go to the phones right now. I'm going to talk to Ernie and then Steve, Jim, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And let's go ahead and go to Ernie in California, former military. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Alex. Thanks a lot. Hey, my kid was in. She's just got out and is going back in, okay? Talked to a lot of military, and they basically, a lot of them do understand and will not take the weapons. The people they're worried about is the foreign soldiers on our soil, and the hardened battle troops, which are mostly drugged up. But the other thing that scares me is finding out my kid has never been to Iraq or Iran. Now she's having flashbacks. I have pictures of her there. She said she's never there. This is the part of the military that scares me. What they did to my kid has no recollection at all of what happened, and now having dreams of being a sniper, having pictures of her friends showing her there. This is what I'm scared of, and I got to let it go because it's really upsetting me.
Well, Ernie, I appreciate your call. What's strange is I have a Wired magazine article. It's got to be from 8-9 years ago, and I've seen other recent publications report that they are giving amnesic drugs in, quote, tests to units in Afghanistan and Iraq. And that they're having record post-traumatic stress disorders, they're having record suicides, and just saw the headline 2 days ago, the majority of troops in military hospitals now are there for mental illness. Well, yeah, they're serving 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tours. No military has ever made their troops do that in modern history. And so it's really screwing them up, these type of high-stress situations. I mean, how many of you have caught a burglar in your house and had them assault you, and you have nightmares about it and flashbacks? How many of you have ever been mugged and hit over the head, and you have nightmares and flashbacks? How many of you have ever been assaulted and had nightmares and flashbacks about it? I mean, how many of you have been in a really bad car wreck and had nightmares and flashbacks about it? And then, you know, it takes you a few months, and you get over it, but you're still scared when somebody else is driving, and they're driving fast. Well, imagine having thousands of experiences like that. That's basically what the military goes through. The SWAT teams go through it. Kicking down hundreds and hundreds of doors in a SWAT team's career, it is very traumatic. You know who really goes through traumatic stress? Is emergency room doctors and nurses. I mean, they're seeing people die in big hospitals every week. They're seeing children die. I've talked to several people that work in my office that just so happen to be former EMTs. And both of the people in my office who were ambulance technicians, they quit because of seeing dead children. I think one guy said he was like 6-7 years. He worked as an EMT. One of the other fellows, 3 years. And when you go into an apartment and there's a 2-year-old dead who ate a bunch of cocaine off the table and they're bright blue and you can't resuscitate them, I mean, that is stressful. That's post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's why police drink and use drugs more than any other profession. That's why the troops do that, because it's hard, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I've not gone through, 1/100th of what people in the military have, but I grew up in Dallas. I mean, I was probably in 70, 80, I haven't counted it up, knocked down, drag out, really bad fights. One time I was at a party, and this was when I was about 14, going to go back to your calls in a moment. I'm going off the deep end here telling stories. But I was 14. I was at a college party in my neighborhood because I had some friends that were in college. And this girl was talking to me, and then this preppy guy came over and said, I'm going to kick your butt if you talk to her. That's my ex-girlfriend. And I didn't even start a fight. I said, okay, man, whatever, you know. But I was kind of smart mouthed and said, oh, you're a tough guy. I went into the kitchen to get beer out of the refrigerator, and he came in behind me with a butcher knife and slammed it up against my throat and was basically foaming at the mouth, had me in a headlock saying, I'll kill you. I want to slit your throat. He was doing it so hard that it put cuts on my neck and I was bleeding. And I got very calm. At a primitive level, I knew this guy's going to freak out and slit my throat if I spaz out. And I said, you're the boss. You're right. I apologize. And he let me go and I left. Now, a few weeks later, a month later, whatever it was, he was at another party and stabbed a guy in the heart, and the guy almost died, and the guy went to prison for it. But, I mean, that's an example. And I still, every 6 months or so, have a nightmare of that happening, a flashback, and I wake up. Now, that was one event. Can you imagine the military with hundreds of events? I mean, if you go serve a tour in a combat zone, you're probably going to have every day bad events, traumatic events, and maybe once a week have an event, you know, on the Richter scale, similar to what I just talked about, or worse. Can you imagine? And some of them turn into psychopaths and like it, but most of them don't. And, I mean, it's a serious situation, but I said I'm going to your calls. I apologize. I'm all over the map here. Let's go to Ron in Texas, who's military. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Well, I want to first thank you for bringing out that point of PTSD with the soldiers, because I've done two tours in Iraq before I was medically retired, and that is a very common problem with them. In reference to your call list, I was with the 1st Cavalry Division when we deployed for Operation Southern Bell, which was to go in after Katrina. I was with the 1-5 Cav Battalion. Now, when we were there, we were stationed in the area of Algiers, commonly referred to Mardi Gras City, because that's where they store all the Mardi Gras floats and everything. That was our area of operations. We didn't conduct any weapon seizures from any of the individuals there, although we did ask if they had them. We were not ordered by our higher commands to do any such seizures. There were families who said that there were Army units that were there, but from my understanding, between us at 1st Cav and those of us that were with 82nd Airborne, who was also there, none of us that I can recall were even ordered to do that.
Well, I mean, certainly you've seen the mainstream TV reports where it shows the troops with police, but watching confiscating guns, but watching those videos carefully, it's the military backing up the police while they went into homes and took the firearms. So have you seen those videos?
Yes, sir, I actually have. And those videos actually were what was going on before we arrived. We arrived probably about a week or two after most of that had happened.
Well, the word I get is the feds tried to order the Guard and Big Army, as it's called, for those that don't know, regular Army, to do it, and basically most of them said no, and they just did some beta test with the military led by the FBI and local police and FEMA, and they did do gun confiscation. It was mainly police stopping cars of people leaving or coming in, taking guns, stopping boats coming in with people that had guns, obviously to protect their property. But, I mean, was there a larger debate going on with the troops? Because that's the word we've gotten, and that's also in this Oath Keepers report, was that the troops basically openly said, we're not going to be part of this.
I'll just speak for my unit itself. As far as we were concerned, that was not a priority to us, because we felt that the individuals who were still there in their homes occupying it needed some sort of security, because there was, and I'm going to call them the alphabet agencies, you know, and you'll know what I'm referring to, they were going in there doing operations, seizing weapons, supposedly going in, raiding so-called drug houses and stuff like that. We even walked by on a patrol that we were conducting, an actual DEA operation. We saw the guys suiting up and going into a house, and we got about two blocks down. They start throwing the flashbangs and going in. We heard a couple of shots fired. Next thing we know, we're hearing on our radio to avoid that area. It was locked down.
Well, for the cover-up. Well, at the time, I remember hearing about police shooting people trying to walk out on the highway, and then it was just a rumor. The police have now been convicted and have gone to prison for that. But the other word that never got completely confirmed was there was lots of killings going on, both of looters who deserved it, but also just of whoever the feds and police wanted to rob. And I'm not saying all police, but some units were actually caught looting themselves on national television, going into Walmarts and stealing. But that there was a lot of cover-up going on of the amount of people that were killed.
Yeah, but I could probably say that there were a lot of questionable incidents, because we witnessed one particular incident with a police vehicle, and it was at night, pulled up to an abandoned pawn shop. We were at this intersection conducting house-to-houses searches for people that were still in the area, asking them if they're, because my fifth time is we were working on trying to get their basic utilities reestablished, and we were assessing the effect as far as, okay, are you getting electricity in your home yet, or is your structure, because I'm an engineer, we would check the structures of the home and stuff. But while we were at this intersection, we noticed a police car pulls up to an abandoned pawn shop. One officer, I'm going to say he was an officer because he was dressed in uniform, gets out of the car, opens the truck, pulls out what looked like a logging chain, wraps one end around a bumper and goes inside. The driver was still in the car. Next thing we know, he hits the throttle real hard, starts flying out of the parking lot, and lo and behold, a safe comes dragging out behind the police car. So, you know, there's been incidences of like that's been questionable.
Well, that's why citizens have got to be armed, because in any collapse of society, you're going to have the low-level criminals, and then you're going to have statistically the number one threat. Especially in a place like New Orleans, the police are going to be out there robbing. And real police are going to be home with their families or out there helping people. But the corrupt system is so bad that they never punish the bad cops, or rarely do. And so the bad cops rise up through the ranks. So, well, I mean, there was the footage of the Walmarts and the Targets and the grocery stores, you know, with the cops in there robbing everything, and citizens reported that cops would pull up, order them to give them their guns. The police didn't care about the flooded poor areas. It was the wealthy areas, for those that don't know about New Orleans, that are up on the high ground. That's always been the valuable real estate. That's where they went, was to famous, you know, homes that are worth, we're talking $10 million, and that's where the police wanted to go. I wonder why. Well, because they were robbing the place, and it's just absolutely amazing that this is going on. On a separate note, Ron, talking to people that are in the military with you, are they hearing word about all this brigade homeland and martial law training that's going on?
As far as, because I was medically retired from 1st Cav, as far as 1st Cav's mission has been concerned, it's mostly rotations in and out of Iraq. We haven't had an established brigade from our division or my former division set for Homeland Security. However, we did have members from 1st Infantry, Big Red 1, that supposedly had been transferred to what would be considered the North Comms or Northern Command in our in Fort Hood.
All right, sir. Well, any other tidbits you'd like to relay to the audience?
Just that you made a mention that the tyranny comes in the uniform. It does. But understand that not all of us in uniform are going to be the tyrants.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm saying when tyranny comes, it comes in a uniform. We're not saying the uniform is tyranny. But that's why we've got to reach out to the uniform, so that liberty comes from the uniform. So the uniform protects the liberty and protects the republic.
Yeah, I understand what you were saying, Alex. I'm just basically trying to tell the rest of people, also you know, understand that there are those of us that do know what's going on, that do know right from wrong, and we will let you know, hey, this is what we you know, this is how we are.
God bless you, sir. I really appreciate your call. Good to hear from Ron. We're going to come back and go to Tim, Steve, and Jim, and others, military people who are aware of the gun confiscation drills going on or who were witnesses to what happened in Katrina, because Katrina was a laboratory. And the Pentagon calls all military operations a laboratory, whether it's a drill or whether it's real, whether it's simulated or whether it's real life. It's all a training exercise. And the feds admit, I mean, it's in the news, they're doing gun confiscation drills all over the country. And they're acclimating the public for the military to be on the streets to sell the military, the police, and the general public, the civilians, that all of this is kosher and acceptable, and it's not. And with all of these announcements of attacks on free speech and the rest of it, they're definitely gearing up for this. So we've got to get the word out ahead of time to check them.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Look, here's the deal, and I say this almost every hour on the hour because I need to realize this. I need to have it really burn in to my psyche. Tyranny is here. This is really happening. There is a world government. Foreign banks are robbing us. The planet is in revolt against it. Our way of life is being ended. The government is so illegitimate, it's openly overturning the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The Supreme Court has come out and said, yeah, we can just arrest whoever we want with no due process, with indefinite detention. I mean, this is heavy-duty stuff that's going on, and it's all going to be used against us, the American people. And that's the big issue here. This has happened in every other country. This is what happens 9 times out of 10, or more often. Literally, it's like 99% of the time. It's happening, okay? And a lot of people say, well, why do I care about tyranny? I'll still have my apartment, my beer. No, you won't have that. I mean, if you just roll over to anything, as Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the level you put up with. I mean, it's that simple. And they are trying to turn the military against the people. Now, I think it's backfired on them from all the intel I've gotten, from all the feedback. And a lot of times that happens because we do have a history of freedom. And we, you know, our parents and grandparents did teach us about liberty to a certain extent. And so people are relearning what they've forgotten. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I was a little bit of that down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, after serving 6 years in the Army. And what you had is you had the Coast Guard coming in with hundreds and thousands of gallons of water and generators and power lines set up, you know, almost immediately after it happened. Then you had the federal government, and you had the feds came in and just started chopping all the power supplies and water lines and food lines. And then so you had the National Guard going toe-to-toe with the feds, and, you know, there's kind of a little standoff there, you know, almost a fist fight or something like that. But
it's worse. It's worse. The county sheriff or the parish sheriff was on CBS News, and this came out in also newspapers, that FEMA went in as the storm hit, hours before the levees broke, and cut the police communication lines and jammed cell phones. They wanted this to be a disaster, so they would then get more funding, saying that FEMA didn't have enough power. And it's the same story over and over again. But what you're saying was on record. The Coast Guard did a superlative job. They were there within an hour. They're professionals, and the scumbag FEMA didn't let them do their job. Go ahead.
Correct. I'd also like to make another short, quick comment on how the legal system ties to everything. All your county courts, they're not they don't uphold the Constitution at all. What you have to do is you have to remove yourself from the jurisdiction. And so you mentioned the word Constitution. Well, that's automatic jail time because what they run on is an international maritime jurisdiction system, which is a world court system. And that's your county courts right now today.
I have seen federal court cases all over the country where the judge says, I don't want to hear the Constitution in court, and where the feds have put in filings where they admit we're under international UN law. And we've had, what, 4 of the Supreme Court justices that I've seen in the news say we're under UN control and that that's our law. Any other stories you want to tell from Katrina, caller?
Just about wrap it up.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, Non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 5 years after Katrina, there's mainstream media reports denying that gun confiscation went on there. We have other mainstream media reports where the military admits they are training for gun confiscation in the United States. And we now have a video of an Oath Keeper interview Stuart Rhodes did with a sergeant who said that upwards of half the troops, or even more, he said at least half, refused to be part of the gun confiscation in the early days, and that's why the feds backed off from trying it statewide. They did carry out the gun confiscation in thousands of predominantly wealthy homes. Police were caught looting all over the county, all over the city, all over the state. So just amazing. And that gives you an idea of where the government's going to be if there's an earthquake, where the government's going to be if there's a problem. And I've got to tell you, the abuse I see from police in these situations against the citizens, and again, that doesn't mean all the police, but it's on record, is much worse from the police than it ever is from the military. And I've got family who was in Katrina in the military, and they said the same thing. The police units from all over the country were making women show their breast. They were robbing. You heard a military officer call in who was there watching cops drag a safe out, you know, from a pawn shop. You've seen the cops robbing Walmart and trying to kick people out so they could have the best stuff, the television sets. All I'm saying is, if there's a collapse in this country, an earthquake in Yellowstone, a volcano in Yellowstone, an earthquake in L.A., an earthquake on the Mississippi, and they've had big ones there before. That's why it every few hundred years changes its course. You cannot trust the government to be there to take care of you and wipe your nose and wipe your hind end and give you food. I mean, look, the government, it's now been, what, a month? Right at a month, they can't stop a leak in the Gulf of Mexico? And it turns out Obama basically gave them waivers to not have the suppressor system that would have 100% stopped the leak that every other major oil company's got because they're insiders. They have an unfair trade advantage, and that oil rig had been given a specific award, the Deepwater Horizon, on that drilling site just a few months before. See, this is all coming out. But see, that's what globalists do. They screw up Katrina on purpose so FEMA gets more power. There's a good chance they blew that oil rig as a pretext to shut down oil drilling in the Gulf except for select groups. Never let a good crisis go to waste. But I know this, in the great flood in the 1920s, in fact, you guys printed that for me last week, I never got to it, but if you just Google the blowing of the levees, the great flood in New Orleans or Louisiana, you can actually see the old black and white photos of the army blowing the levee to flood the poor areas so that it didn't flood the rich areas. That happened on record. So that's where those rumors of them blowing it again come from, is because everybody knows who lives in New Orleans it was done before. When was the great flood, 24, 25? So I'm going to come back and try to quickly go to your calls. Go to Charles in Louisiana, who's always been a great source of news for us. He first told us, as part of the relief effort, about police machine gunning families trying to leave over the high and dry highways. Oh, they locked it down. You couldn't leave. See, it was all a big drill. And the police would follow the orders, both federal, state, and local, and all the MJTF that came in. The military predominantly didn't. And I'm not trying to say who's good and who's bad. That's just the facts. So the military is a lot more professional than the police every time we see a disaster. So we'll talk to Charles, Joe, Steve, Jim, and others. Everybody stay there. We're going to come back, go to your calls, and replay these news clips of them confiscating citizens' firearms. This is vital info, straight ahead on the other side, PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, the Supreme Court has ruled there can be indefinite detention for citizens, non-citizens. They've got legislation where for any intelligence purpose outside of any court of law, the Pentagon or the Justice Department separately can just literally grab you out of a park, grab you out of a parking garage, grab you out of your house, put a bag over your head, and you disappear. And now all over the country, I see newscasts where when they arrest somebody, they're starting to put bags over their heads. So the police are being trained to do this, and you just are whisked off and disappear. This is as bad as it gets. And you've got the new Supreme Court nominee and a whole bunch of White House czars, Cass Sunstein leading them in a key position, regulatory czar, saying you have no right to free speech, period. You have no right to private property. You have no right to a website. You have no right to talk radio. We can arrest you. You have no Second Amendment right. You know, you have a right to basically turn your guns in. That, yes, there is some right of the Second Amendment, but that's only for the militia, and the militia is the military. It's a lie. I mean, this is 100% evil. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and they're really trying it. they're hitting on all cylinders every day. It's all over the news how great it is and how we'll be safe if they can just secretly arrest us. But don't worry, it's a Pakistani guy. He's an American citizen. But let us just set the precedent with him. I mean, don't you agree? I mean, he's got brown skin. He tried to blow up Times Square. We'll keep you safe from these guys if you just let us secretly arrest whoever we want. Now, are you worried about ragtag terrorists, whether it's provocateur or real or staged, and different events? You know, there's real terror, there's staged terror, there's provocateur terror, there's terror they let take place. But we don't know. It's very suspicious. But regardless, I mean, does America die? Do we lose all of our rights because somebody might commit a crime? I mean, 100 years ago, if one person committed a crime with a gun, did they even talk about taking guns? No. We have guns to protect ourselves from the criminals. I mean, if somebody murders somebody with a car, that happens all the time. Every few weeks I hear about somebody running over somebody with a car, using it as a murder weapon. Do we ban cars? And it just goes on and on and on. So I want to go to Charles, Jim, Steve, Joe, Vincent, and others. But first, for anybody in denial, you just go up to YouTube or up to any search engine and you type in military confiscating guns in New Orleans or police confiscating guns in Louisiana. And you will get, I know it's more than 20 videos that are out there because I did research on it again for Police State for the rise of FEMA. But it's really going on. It's really happening. And they're attempting to warp the military and turn them towards the dark side. And so we're here saying no. And it's heartening for those that missed the last hour when I talked about this video of a sergeant in the Army, in the National Guard at the time, talking about how upwards of half or more of the troops said, no, we're not going to confiscate guns. And so they had to stop basically a statewide operation. They were testing the military. They were acclimating them just like they acclimate us because we're all together in this. Now, Charles has always been a great source of info. He reported here first the day it happened. Charles has been calling in for 12, 13 years now, he's just done an amazing job. And Charles first reported, because he was there part of the emergency efforts, that the police shot a bunch of people trying to exit peacefully on the highway overpasses that could get them out of the city. So this was another drill where they were ordered to lock the city down and then not bring in food and water. And the National Guard and the first on the scene, the Coast Guard, were blocked from bringing it all in to allow the Superdome to turn into the rape and murder and theft facility that it became. So let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm doing great, my friend.
Well, I just want to say one thing about this oil leak up there. I think it's due to the intimate domain. We just beat them 2 weeks ago, right before this. And then they wanted to buy you boys this land. They said they were going to fight the government. And all of a sudden now the land ain't worth nothing now. So I think that's what this oil leak's about. But anyway, I reported to you about the Dome Stadium, with the police wouldn't give them water when they had water right outside the Dome Stadium. Women were being raped, and people would come out past a certain line. They would put dogs on them, asking for water, begging for water. Mr. Jones, I reported that to you. And in the military, I'm talking about the military now. I was on St. Rod Street, and they were telling women, let me see your breasts. Well, how, you're not too thirsty, huh, baby? One woman had to raise her breasts with her baby in her arms, And they would sit back there with the police and laugh at it. You know what I mean? They were just shooting people, trying to leave, arresting people, trying to leave. And I asked one of them, I said, why don't you go back to the Ninth Ward and get the guns? They said, well, there's snipers back there. So they were robbing jewelry stores, stealing Cadillacs. Harry Lee had to put guards by the towers because they were cutting the communication lines. It's the truth. And it was blown. The levee was blown. Hey, I reported that to Ed Bugs. I reported to you. They even found blasting caps on the levee. It sounds unbelievable, but you had to be there, Mr. Jones, to see it.
Well, almost everything you first reported to us came out. I remember you days before the sheriff was on the news, you know, there in the parish that New Orleans resides in, talking about the feds coming in and jamming the cell phones and cutting the tower lines, and that they had to have an armed standoff with FEMA just to have their communication lines. I mean, just talk about wickedness. Why do you think FEMA did this?
I think it was a drill to see how far we can go. They was told to have it. The military didn't confiscate the guns. They had Mexican troops were going to confiscate the guns. They had so much water, Mr. Jones, you wouldn't believe it, and people were just dying of thirst. And and the water's behind them, and the little guy come out there and reported this, and they put one of them dogs on him. You know, he just bit all of his legs, all between his legs. It was something to see. I would go down there every day and come back and report to you on the phone as soon as I come back. But they had, they were saying, oh, they're shooting at the helicopters. Mr. Jones, they wasn't shooting at the helicopters. They were letting them know where they were at. They were on roofs, you know, thirsty, dying of thirst, and they would shoot a gun in the air to say, we're over here. Not one hole was in a helicopter. Not one hole. And the police, they had a good old time. They had a good time, Mr. Jones. When the women would get off, the police women, they would go to Walmart and shop. Shop. I know it sounds crazy. They were stealing from jewelry stores. I mean, right there on Canal. They would block us off, and then they would let us, after the jewelry store would be robbed, then they would let us go through. It was an organized crime.
Well, that actually came out, too. All the video was shot of police just all over the place robbing. And the media spun it and said, well, they need supplies. And then it would show a police woman walking out with a television set.
Yes, yes, yeah. Well, yeah, she would load it. Yeah, she would just load it up. I mean, it was and then people go into a grocery store and try to get a little some milk for their baby. They would arrest them and, oh, man, do everything, search them down. If somebody had a gun, they would just slap them. Look at that woman that come to the door with a gun and knife on Magazine Street. They threw her down, busted off her mouth up. She just asked them to leave her house. They threw her down. She was 53 years old, Mr. Jones. Trying to protect the house and the military, they stomped on everything. And as soon as she got out of there, they sent her out of state. I tried to follow that up.
That's amazing. Well, Charles, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. The good news is the military, at many levels, did say no to confiscating the firearms. Did you witness any of that while you were there?
No, sir, I didn't.
Well, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go out to break with this ABC News piece on record telling you how great it is to confiscate the guns.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police Department, everyone home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police Department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You said guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
And you shoot an American.
Yeah.
And you shoot an American. And they start the piece talking about how they don't get rough with people, and then it shows them slamming them down on the ground, going in mansions and putting people in handcuffs and taking their guns. And then after the military would move on, the MGATF police, well, this was a giant bank robbery. They would just roll in and rob whatever they wanted. And they were caught on video doing it. And here's the other issue. Very few of them got prosecuted. So what does that tell you? Even if good police wanted to bring them to justice, they weren't allowed to. So remember what that means. In a real crisis, you've got to take care of yourself. And that's what the Second Amendment is there for. All right. In this order, Jim, Steve, Joe, and Vincent, I'm going to try to just get your comments quickly and move to the next person. Then coming up at about 45 after or so, I'm going to shift gears into masses of other key news. But this is important to understand what the military is being trained for, to take your guns.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
All right, News Blitz coming up, but let's go right back to your calls. Jim in Illinois says they have family in the military. We're talking about gun confiscation. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Can I make a quick comment about H1N1 real fast?
Yeah, but we're taking calls on this subject, Jim.
I know, I'm getting to that, but I believe H1N1 was engineered for genetic markers that only took out Hispanics. Okay, as far as gun confiscation, I have a family member in federal law enforcement, and I got bad news for you. The government will tell him who is the bad guy. He's a family member I've raised since 5 years old. Well, whoever the government says is bad, including me, including you, including anyone, that's who he's going to follow.
Yeah, he owes his allegiance to the Fuhrer. And if it means lining babies up and bashing their brains out, I guess that's what they'll do.
But he's a good guy. I don't know how he could be changed this much, but that's the way it is.
It's the petty power. It's the peer pressure. It's all the brainwashing. All about how this is your brotherhood, only it will protect you. We're defending civilization. If we don't cut corners, everything will fall apart. So tell him, hey, good, he's chosen his side. I wouldn't spend time on him. I'd say, good, you back Goldman Sachs and foreign banks. You back the Patriot Act and secret arrest. You've chosen your side of history, buddy. I wouldn't plead with him because they get off on that. I'd say, good, you've chosen Satan. At least you've chosen a side.
Alex, he's not that hard. I think I could flip him. We got
it. No, the attitude with these guys, the best way to get him to wake up is say, yeah, there's going to come a time in your life when all your rationalization and all your denial is in your face, and you know you're doing something wrong, and if you, by increments, do things that are wrong for the, quote, greater good, in justifies the means, you have turned yourself over. And so that point is going to come, it may already have come, in his life where he's got a decision to make, okay? And so you just lay it out and say, and I'm done talking to you. Let me tell you, this is serious enough with people that make draconian statements like that, you know what? You know, I believe in shunning people. I believe if they have an arrogant attitude. Now, if you think you can wake him up, that's fine. But you know what? People I've known, people like, life's too short, folks. I want to, be around people that are patriots and love freedom and are intelligent. I don't want to be around people living in denial. But go ahead, Jim.
Okay. I think prayer is the only power that's real. I'm keeping my damn guns. And I'm praying to the Father that made me and His Son that saved me. And we're going to rock this damn thing.
All right, Jim, I appreciate your call, but I'm really trying to get calls about the military situation. Let's talk to Steve in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I'm calling about the gun confiscation issue. And one of your callers said that the tyranny comes in a uniform. I believe that. One of your other callers talked about the Coast Guard coming in, and it was like a battle between the Coast Guard and
He meant a political. He meant a political battle. FEMA, it's on record, told him for 5 days no food, no water.
Alex, I'm going to try to get this out here and hang up and let you give
me feedback. Okay, go ahead.
In part, I don't agree with you that the problem is the international bankers. Number two, I have an associate of mine that has a friend in the CIA. He sent him communicated with him, and there was he said that the Times Square bomber, that was all an inside job. And you're going to have to find somebody else in the CIA to get you the documents. But it was all an inside job to bring more confiscation.
Well, it did come out 2 weeks ago that it was that individual was involved with a known CIA front in Pakistan. But there's double agents, triple agents. I mean, who knows? The whole thing stinks to high heaven. Go ahead.
Okay, number three. There's you had a caller I remember a while ago. She said these people in the New World Order, they think they're pirates, and that's what the deal is with the Coast Guard. To find out what the core of the situation is, people can search April 2007 deathbed confessions. And that will bring you to where the situation is with the pirates. And who is the head of the pirates? Who is the head of the Coast Guard? And I would greatly appreciate if you could get this guy on, Eric Schein. I heard him on another program.
No, I've had Eric on a few times, and I appreciate your call. He had some issues with the government, and basically we've covered it, I think, 10 times with him. So, I just cover facts here. And the Coast Guard, on record, brought in food, water generators. Walmart did, and others did, and FEMA blocked it. So, just because people are angry with the Coast Guard, I'm not going to sit here and go along with stuff being made up about them in New Orleans. I'm not saying you were doing that, but it's just, I was looking for calls on issue.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
You know, I opened the phones up specifically for military and police that were witness to gun confiscation in New Orleans, that were been witnesses to gun confiscation training going on, and caller after caller has gotten off subject. Okay, and I do this a few times a week where I say it's on a subject, and no, if people call in with other stuff, I'm just hanging up on you. Come on. We need to leave the lines open when I'm on a subject like this for people who have the actual information. Okay. Now, it's already admitted they did gun confiscation. The issue is we have witnesses coming forward with name and rank saying there was a mass rebellion against the gun confiscation. People saying, no, that's good news. That's what we've been talking about. But I wanted to play one more clip from the news. We played one earlier of ABC telling people how great it is that the military and police were going around handcuffing people in their own homes and taking their guns and never giving them back. Completely illegal. Well, here's another newscast with a middle-aged lady in her home, not wanting to leave. She's high and dry, got plenty of food. She wants to take care of her animals, her dog. And they come in, say, "Where's your gun?" She goes, "Well, I've got this revolver." And they take it away from her and slam her head in the ground. Here it is.
It was traumatic. All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door. And they said, "Let us in."
Patty tried to explain. She was on dry land. She had plenty of food and water and didn't want to abandon her dogs. But it didn't matter.
If you see six or eight police that look like linebackers pushing you in a corner, You're in shock. I'm saying, "Look at all my food. I got plenty of food." They kept pushing me back, and ended up like this.
Then Patty showed them a small revolver she was carefully holding in the palm of her hand. A camera crew was there to capture what unfolded next.
I said, "It's not even loaded." And I dropped it on the floor. Well, they punched me in the face. Look at my black and blue marks. Look at what they did to me. They dragged me out of here. I really thought they were going to kill me. I really did.
All right. And that went on and on and on because she was telling them, "Look, I got food. I got a firearm. I can protect myself." When they saw a slave, they're attack dogs. They've been trained. When they saw a slave with a firearm, it was like showing a coon dog, a coon in a tree. It was like greyhounds with the rabbit running. I mean, it was over. And that's why it's so important that people are doing open carry everywhere to point out that in almost every state, it is not against the law. So that we take psychic ground back. We take psychological ground back and point out, hey, our guns aren't illegal. We're allowed to have our guns. You understand? Because the government's trying to brainwash police and military that we're not allowed to own guns without even having a law. And that's why this is so important. Joe in Texas, former military. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Joe.
It's an honor, sir. I'm ex-military, 155 Marine during Nicaragua invasion. I'm also the gunsmith you talked to one time. My dad was Army Ranger, World War II. He didn't suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but my comment was about my nephew was part of the SWAT team, New Orleans SWAT team, during Katrina. He is now having to go to rehab. He had to take antidepressants. He had to deal with alcoholism. And he was part of the SWAT team that was there during Katrina. And everything that the gentleman from New Orleans that you've spoken to several times is true. He was told to any he was in part his unit was split up. Part of them were stopping people going out of New Orleans, and part of his unit was in New Orleans. And he was told he's still going to rehab. He was told to confiscate any guns. He is also told by his commanding officer that any stores, large department stores, bring back water. His unit was told to bring back water and food to store up. And they did, his unit did open up on civilians. And that is part of the reason why he's having to, he's still in rehab. He's no longer with New Orleans Police Department. It's my sister's son-in-law, which would be my nephew, and he's no longer with New Orleans Police Department. He's, you know, still having to take medication for what happened there. And everything that was told, as far as the truth, Alex, is exactly what happened. And his unit was told, he said, anybody with weapons, if you feel threatened, shoot him. And, you know, but it's... I didn't suffer from post-traumatic, Alex, and my dad didn't. He was a shrimper. I was a shrimper, and I know there are military out there. I'm also an oath keeper, and I know there are military that have suffered. And I think any veteran that's been in a war is going to have some form of post-traumatic stress disorder, but it doesn't mean we're going to live it in a daily basis.
Well, I've seen the psychological studies. If it's seen as a just war... and you're actually fighting a military, you don't have as much PTSD. It is the emotional kicking down doors, crying children, shooting dogs, doing things that your gut, that your programming, that your human, tribal, ingrained operating system tells you is wrong. It doesn't matter if your commanders are telling you it's good. Your body basically turns against you. Your brain turns against you and sabotages you. I mean, everybody knows this. I mean, if I do mild things that are wrong when I'm not thinking about it, you know, sometimes I'll just do something and then I feel guilty about it. I wake up at night feeling bad. That's healthy. That's normal. But I feel good when I do good things. And so I want to do good things because that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm designed to do. If you don't have a conscience, folks, you're a sociopath or a psychopath. And the system is trying to create artificial sociopaths and psychopaths and attack dogs. But if you're not a real psychopath, doing evil things is going to screw you up. Maybe 1 out of 100 is a real psychopath. 1 out of 30 or 40 nowadays is a sociopath. But they're trying to artificially screw up society with all these archetypal heroes like Jack Bauer that tortures innocent people, but he gets the answers he needs. They're warping everything. You know, first our heroes were Davy Crockett and George Washington and inventors and Lewis and Clark. Then our heroes were gangsters and basketball players and rock and roll stars that use a bunch of drugs. Now the heroes are people that torture. So they're just slowly warping everyone's mind, and I appreciate your call, Joe. God bless you. Okay, Vincent in Virginia, former military. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
I was not in a branch that was anywhere involved with any kind of confiscation of firearms, although that area years before was where I went to tech school. But I just wanted to make a comment about the immorality that I witnessed at my first base. And a lot of the people that I was around when we were not at work, you know, there was of course, a lot of partying. Everybody wanted to party, myself included. But there are also some groups of people who seem to enjoy getting into, the Wiccan religion and witchcraft, and they took it really seriously. And I couldn't believe that these people spent their time doing that kind of stuff because to me, it was just a waste of time.
Also, you've got giant contingents, this has even been on the news, who are just entirely gang member, whole units, where the commander is the gang lord.
But I did see one fella, he amazed me one time when we were at it was one of the restaurants that's usually open at night where you can go and buy, you know, something cheap to eat. And he sat at the table, and he did the trick where he was able to break the heads off of spoons on all the sets of utensils around the table. And I thought, this guy's really creeping me out. And he ended up getting, I guess, kicked out later. I'm not going to, you know, name any names, but it was just some of the people that I witnessed. And they weren't bad people. They weren't mean or vicious to anybody, but they were just so open to anything, I guess, to give them a fix, you know.
They were rudderless.
Yeah, exactly. They had a void to fill personally, and they were looking for anything to fill it. And
tells you anything goes, so that it's all just a mass of confusion, and then the globalists can direct the big confused mass of idiots basically off the edge of a cliff.
I just had one more question about the oil rig explosion. I have a friend I work with who retired. I think he was a sergeant or something in the Army during the first Gulf War, and he told me that President Bush had signed a bill that allowed the oil companies not to install the safety equipment necessary to cut off,
Yes, in fact, that was in the news a few days ago that Bush started that and Obama continued it. It's basically waivers on their permits.
Uh-huh. And that it was actually probably a subcontractor that ran the rig itself.
Yeah, it was Halliburton. And they were a subgroup under another group. I forget its name.
Right.
That's what BP tried to do the first week, was blame the subcontractor.
Yeah. But
I mean, let's say I'm building a studio in my office. I decide who the subcontractor is that I hire, and I tell them what they can spend and what they can do. So all the blame goes directly to BP and then the federal government after them, not to the subcontractor. The subcontractor was carrying out their contract.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for all the material you've put out. It's a wealth of information. I wish it was, could be more positive. I've had a lot of people that I work with. Many of them have gone into the military, and I said, well, before you go, please look at these movies. You know, I burned some of your movies, trying to put the subject matter in a way that they can understand it. And just let them know, if you're asked to do anything that's, is unconstitutional, don't go along with it. Be aware that the country is pretty much being controlled. I've got a family member who's, I'm not going to say who, but he's a professor, and right now for the second job he's been at, the administration is trying to basically get rid of him because he just doesn't fall into their socialist line of thinking for education.
Well, that's the big issue. The so-called liberals, who are just authoritarians with some sweet packaging and some perfume on it, they are some of the most anti-freedom of speech people out there. I mean, look at Obama. Republicans that supported Bush should love Obama. Expanding wars, expanding torture, expanding Patriot Act, trying to pass legislation with Republicans to secretly arrest citizens for any reason they wish, attacking freedom of speech, and then prancing around calling himself a liberal. I mean, what does that even mean? The terms mean nothing now. It's all how they actually act, how they behave, and what they do. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Kurt in Texas, former military. Go ahead, Kurt.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
This is Kurt from Luland, Texas. Pleasure to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. I served in the active duty Army from 84 to 2005. I retired out of Fort Hood. I was in Iraqi Freedom 1. As far as weapon confiscation, we did that in Iraq. But one thing, and I think it might raise your hopes a little bit, I retired a Sergeant First Class Combat Engineer. And, this was back in the fall of 2003 during Ramadan, and we went on an offensive up there where we were blowing up houses and we were just raising holy hell in Tikrit. And I had a brand new company commander. And, he was eager to impress his boss, and we were looking for bomb-making material and whatnot, and we found just like a big pile of copper wire in this house. And all of a sudden, he gave the order, 10 minutes, grab everything you can, and we're blowing up this house. And I just stood up to him, and I told him, I said, sir, this isn't bomb-making material. It's just copper wire. There's no detonators. There's no explosives.
Which, by the way, is very valuable. People use it for stringing electricity. They use it for primitive phone lines there. Those people, I mean, a lot of people, I think I have some copper wire in my garage. Does that mean I'm a terrorist?
Sir, not at all. But what I did do is, now, I didn't talk about this with my younger soldiers because they've got enough. But we talked, with the senior NCO leadership about, following lawful orders. And so anyway, I took him off to the side and I told him I'm not doing it because I told him it was unlawful, that it wasn't bomb making material. And he paused, and then I got on the horn and talked to the battalion commander, and we saved that house. But I saw firsthand there's a lot of people that wouldn't stand up, and they would just do what they were told. And
well, expanding on that, we've seen the footage of troops find a family scavenging for firewood, and they're looking for looters, and so they say, this is looting, so they laugh and shoot the car, then they run over it with an Abrams while laughing, and they're just little kids that wanted to be at a monster truck rally, but there's the family, they're crying, the car is the only thing they own, a father, a mother, and two kids. I mean, again, so you were a person of conscience, a true warrior standing up for people. Meanwhile, I mean, what percentage of the troops just enjoyed blowing things up?
Well, I don't know, Alex. If I had to put a number on it, I'd say it would be less than a 25%. I mean, there were people, but in the end, though, they got justice because they got out of control and they got carried away, and then they would wind up later, you know, getting some type of judicial punishment later on down the road. But what I'm getting at is, I didn't learn about all this stuff till 2007, till the presidential election. I was a diehard Republican, you know. I don't know if I call myself a sheep or not, but I just believed, you know, in what we were doing and the war on terror, all that stuff. And my 18-year-old son even just joined the Army about 3 weeks ago. And, you know, I'm scared to death for him, but he knows the truth, and he rose his hand. And I know he's going to do the right thing.
Wow. I just wish they weren't going to shoot him up with all those vaccines, but there's ways to detox. Well, that's great to hear that your son, though, is fully on board and knows about the New World Order then?
Yes, he does. Yes, sir. I talk about it with anybody who listens to me. And it's hard because some people look at you like you're crazy, but I don't care because I know in my heart. You know, everything that I've seen, I was in Desert Storm 2 and Bosnia and whatnot, and I've seen the rules of engagement go from one end of the spectrum to the other, and it's sad, but people are waking up. And
yeah, let's talk about that. See, they've changed.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
All right, I'm going to do a big news blitz at the 8 after. We'll go live at prisonplanet.tv. We've got some guests coming up as well. A lot of key news we haven't covered yet. So thank you for joining us today. Well, this is very heartening that when I talk to military on the street, when I talk to family, I get letters, I see it on the news. The military is really waking up even faster than the public because they're being given this illegal training. Now, I want to go to Craig in Afghanistan here in a moment, because, but there's a two-second delay, so we'll have to deal with that. But, Kurt, finishing up just briefly, the change in the rules of engagement, and we've seen as the rules of engagement have changed, we're seeing more emotional problems, mental problems from the troops, because all the studies show when troops are made to do immoral things, it screws them up. Go ahead, Kurt.
I agree, Alex. And I can't really go into too much detail about rules of engagement, but one thing, when I was there, I was there with 1st Brigade, 4th Infantry Division, and I think one of your earlier callers said it right, and it was, if you feel threatened. And, you know, it's way different now, almost to the point of, well, I won't even go there, but...
No, go there!
They're defensive, you know. If they take fire in certain areas or whatever, they're not allowed to return it. So I haven't been over there in a long time, but I still have friends that are in, and I understand the few things.
So they've gone from one extreme to the other.
Yes, sir. And but anyway, Alex, hey, I appreciate what you do. You've woken me up to a ton of things, and I'm wondering if the thing that you talked about with the vaccines, I can't explain that to my son that well, because I don't understand all the...
Well, 90%+ of the vaccines are made in China. Every batch that comes out is always, quote, defective, but they still approve it. It's full of cancer viruses, RNA, toxins. I mean, read the real insert from the H1N1. You can read it online, just vaccine insert H1N1, or go to the pharmacy, ask them to show you the insert for any vaccine. It'll tell you how deadly it is. Okay.
Hey, Alex, I did that. My wife, that's the one thing she agreed with me on, because I have twin 4-year-old boys, and I didn't want him to get the shot, but she's very, you know, trusting, and, you know, I told her, I took her to the Walgreens in Lockhart, and we looked at it, and she just looked at me, you know, deer in the headlight, like, oh my God. And so that's thanks to you. You know, otherwise...
Yeah, don't trust me. Just read what really is in it. And that, oh, it can cause brain damage. It can sterilize you. It can cause Guillain-Barré. It can cause all these neurological disorders. It does have mercury. And then they even recalled a bunch of it. I mean, God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call, Kurt. Craig in Afghanistan, thanks for calling. You say you're on base. Go ahead.
Well, hello, Alex. Thanks for your hard work. I'm just calling to let you know that I've been here for about 6 months, and I've been watching the AFN news and been watching some commercials that the military army put out that show training in Fort Benning and they're training foreigners. They put them on like the little commercials, and...
Yeah, they're throwing it in your face, Al. They're just acclimating you to the foreign troops.
Yeah. Yeah, they're foreign troops being trained for Ben. I'm a contractor. I'm a mechanic. I'm here to just support the troops and fix the vehicles. I found out about what was going on while I was here on base. I found one of your DVDs. And so... That's where I'm at.
Well, we continue to get report after report that my films, my radio show is just on every base in the world, basically.
Yeah, I've been sharing, I've been burning DVDs for some other contractors and sharing them with them and trying to help wake them up. So that's all I can do. I'm afraid to give them to any military personnel because I wouldn't want to.
All you've got to do is leave Obama deception, fall the Republic, invisible empire, don't tread on me, just leave them laying around. That's what was done with you. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds. Stay there.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to members of the military, contractors, and others about all the gun confiscation drills, the foreign troops openly being trained for domestic operations under NLE 09, NLE 010. The open announcements that they want to ban free speech, arrest citizens for any reason they wish. I mean, this is mainstream news. And we were talking to Craig, a contractor, a mechanic in Afghanistan. He said he saw one of my films laying around and found out a lot of people are awake on the base. And, you know, that's how this happens. You don't have to believe me. It's like Kurt calling in during the swine flu situation. I said, just read the insert. Don't believe me. Go to the drugstore and say, I want to read the actual packet that comes with the ampule. And it'll tell you everything. Mercury, brain damage, cancer, sterilization is all possible. Very possible. This is done by design. That you're not given the vaccines for the reasons you're told. The average doctor doesn't know this, but they're starting to wake up. I was talking to a doctor this weekend, MD, totally aware of all of it. But going back to, I don't know if you see this in your area, but is anybody talking at your base about the fact that it's on the news that, oh, we're helping grow the opium so the Taliban doesn't get it. And, oh, you know, we're here. The, you know, poppy production's way up. Is anybody discussing that on the base you're at, Craig?
I've given the video out of your 10-minute YouTube about the interview with Aldo Rivera and the Marines. I gave that out to a couple people, and there's a couple other contractors that I've talked to that know about what's going on, and but mostly people just laugh. If you say anything, they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, stuff like that.
So even when the government admits it, it doesn't exist.
Oh, well, the people I've shown you video to, they understand and they believe it. But unless they watch the video, they're not going to believe it.
Yeah, because I show them Reuters, AFP, a bunch of other mainstream articles with the headlines admitting it. Then I show Geraldo with the troops. See, that's the power of video. That's why we talk about, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, when I play a clip of, John McCain or Joseph Lieberman saying we want to secretly arrest citizens under this new bill, you know, then they believe it. But it is so unbelievable. But I don't even blame people that laugh at us and call us conspiracy theorists. I told you almost 8-9 months ago, last year, I'm driving down the road. I already knew they were producing the opium and shipping it out. But to hear BBC admit it all but say it was good, I mean, I couldn't believe it, because it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. I can't blame people who don't believe that they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines. I mean, I totally understand why you don't believe that. I can't believe it, even though I know it's true. Well, anything else you can add, or anything else you want to add, Craig?
Well, there's one of the AFN commercials that they put out is it's like they're the troops are watching a screen. It's like, and they're getting messages. So it's like, okay, message, act one. We've identified the target. Act two, we're dropping in, special forces to, an act three. It's kind of, it's really weird. It's some kind of brainwashing thing.
Oh, it's getting really creepy. I mean, when you watch a basketball game, and every time they make a basket, and I've seen this myself, callers have called in about it, every time they make a basket, they cut to troops. And it's not to honor the troops. It's to associate the goal and the heightened state of pleasure with troops. It's Pavlovian. Ring a bell, give a piece of bacon to the dog. Ring a bell, give a piece of bacon to the dog. You start associating the bell with the bacon. So it's saying, you know, military, good, military, join it.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a Diamond Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're now Well, simulcasting the last 2 hours here live at PrisonPlanet.tv or PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The last hour and a half or so, I've spent most of the time talking to military about the fact that they're being trained to carry out domestic operations, gun confiscation. I will continue with your phone calls. We have several guests coming up as well. Edwin Vieira will be joining us, constitutional law scholar, to talk about states' rights and the movement against tyranny. Also coming up, Napolitano hasn't reviewed in detail the Arizona immigration law she criticized. She admitted in an interview she hasn't even read it. Well, I have read the bill, and it says after police make first contact, if they have probable cause, a suspicion, like may I see your driver's license? I don't have one. Well, are you a U.S. citizen? No. Boom. That's a crime. But illegals are even more above the law than that. In fact, let's just go ahead and play the clip right now. Here it is.
I might ask, have you had a chance to review the new law that was passed by the state of Arizona?
I have not reviewed it in detail. I certainly know of it, Senator.
So you're not prepared to make a judgment on it?
Senator, that is not a law. Let me just say this. As you know and are well aware, that's not the kind of law I would have signed.
And for what reason?
Well, because I believe that it's a bad law enforcement law. I believe it mandates and requires local law enforcement or puts them in a position many do not want to be placed in. When I was dealing with laws of that ilk, most of the law enforcement organizations in Arizona at that time were opposed to such legislation.
Okay. Think about this. When I had the Austin police chief in a year and a half ago or so, the first time I interviewed him, and I talked about Austin being a sanctuary city, 800 plus in the nation, over 800, and I said, why don't you arrest illegal aliens for drunk driving? Why don't you arrest illegal aliens for committing crimes? Why don't you arrest illegal aliens? And he said, well, then they wouldn't trust us to call us when they need us. I mean, it's on record that illegals have more rights than citizens. We've had illegal aliens call into the show and admit that they're basically above the law. Or if they do get arrested, it's a $10, maybe $50 fine. I mean, it's all over the news that four or five times the same illegal alien, whether it's in Dallas, Texas, or Tucson, Arizona, I've seen cases in California, where over and over again they drunk drive and hit people, and the police don't even arrest them on the scene because the courts know there's no money in that person, and the system wants them released. And so, it puts law enforcement in a bad position to have to enforce the law. Heaven forbid they're not just out there writing speeding tickets and not out there, providing security for government buildings for non-existent threats. God forbid cops actually go after criminals. And look, a lot of hardworking people have come up here from Mexico. And Mexico has collapsed. It's in trouble. But if you've got a lifeboat and the other ship's just sunk and you've already taken more people on your boat than is safe, if you just take unlimited, your boat will sink as well. But statistically, many people fleeing justice from, by the way, all over the world, not just Mexico. Mexico is the biggest, nation immigrating. They come here, serial killers, murderers, arsonists, rapists, and time again, they just get away with murder. And so the question is, why are they getting away with murder? And it's because the system wants them here. They want unlimited numbers of them here. Because as long as they're given welfare, and as long as the nanny state big government poses as their friend, statistically, in over 90% of the cases, you can pull up the national numbers, they vote for anti-gun legislation, globalist legislation, quote, free government health care. And I've got numbers here today I'm going to cover after I get into some more of the news, where in Texas, hundreds and hundreds of physicians are quitting, and thousands are talking about it. And I see these articles every two or three days from Florida or Texas or California, where the state boards are complaining that doctors are just saying, you know what, I'm 55, I'm not going to work another 10 years, I've already got to buy all this liability, malpractice insurance. Most doctors do not make that much money. And by the way, they have to go to, on average, 8 years of school instead of the average person professional 4 years of school. They have to especially trauma surgeons. I mean, it's stressful doing heart surgery, folks. It's stressful doing brain surgery. It is stressful having a child come in who's been in a car wreck whose head smashed in and then watching that child redline and die. So we need to pay doctors a lot of money. And the media has lied about this and implied that doctors are the reason healthcare costs have gone up. I've looked at the numbers. 30 years ago, doctors were making, on average, almost double what they're making now. Okay, now there are some specialists and, you know, plastic surgeons and some special, you know, top cancer people, you know, who might be making $1 million a year. But most doctors are making under $100,000 a year. Under $100,000. In fact, Google the term average MD salary in the U.S. I saw it last year. I believe it was $97,000, but I'm not going off my memory. Oh, let's imagine you got $500,000. In many cases for all your college and medical school bills, $500,000. And so it's going to take you, if you're making $97,000, a decade or two to pay that off? I mean, you know, I know lots of medical doctors now who are living in an okay little house or an okay apartment. I mean, I know people who were both husband and wife are doctors, Harvard graduates, and they're living in a $300,000 house. I mean, that's a cracker box in Austin. Austin's one of the more expensive places in Texas. But look, don't worry. They're just quitting. They're leaving. They're done. And others en masse are saying, I'm not accepting Medicare and Medicaid anymore. I'm not accepting Medicare because the part of the health care bill, they say, is a 22% cut across the board of Medicare. And that's in the AP today. But some doctors... Some specialists, it's less than 22, but many others, it's more than 50%. So you do a procedure, and you don't even get paid the money that'll pay the nurses and yourself and the anesthesiologist. And you notice it's mainly Medicare people you know, who are older who need the heart surgeries. So I was reading in the article today about how heart surgeons – and people that deal with the vascular system are one of the biggest groups just saying, I'm done. They're either quitting or they're saying, I'm not accepting Medicare. Well, Ron Paul, you know, wasn't accepting it 25 years ago when he was practicing medicine because of this. But he did have low rates. So if you don't have government and big corporations and insurance companies in the middle stealing the money and investing it in derivatives, if you don't have all of that getting in the way, and you've got true free market in your healthcare, you have the best in the world and the least expensive in the world. But also, Big Pharma is also involved in the healthcare bill, mandating that, oh, you don't get a knee surgery with your insurance. No, we now mandate you just get drugs or a cortisone steroid shot. So, well, I've already gotten into the subject. In fact, let me try to find it here in my stack. Sometimes it's just quicker just to reprint the article. But it was, I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. It's been all over the news that doctors are just quitting everywhere or refusing to take Medicare. Here it is. This is the Houston Chronicle. I have an AP article as well in the stack. Texas doctors opting out of Medicare at alarming rate. And I never really see national stories with the national numbers. I guess those haven't been compiled yet, but I've seen it, you know, Michigan, New York, Florida, Texas, all over where, well, I mean, here's an example. Everywhere I go, doctors tell me how they just want to quit. I was talking to a doctor who's far from retirement, and he was discussing how he's in emergency room, emergency medicine MD, and how in the last couple of years, and I'd also seen this in the news, they've started as a way to harass doctors. They're the doctors, not the bureaucrats, having people at hospitals fill out customer satisfaction forms. And I was telling this doctor about my dad, who's a dentist, and he says beautiful women will come in and say, pull my tooth, it hurts. Nothing's wrong with their tooth. They want a bottle of painkillers. So they're ready to have their tooth pulled out, and he'll say no, and they'll get mad and make harassing phone calls and try to make complaints. And the doctor said, absolutely. He said, doctors are on the verge of quitting everywhere because since this went in the last 2 years, it is just incredible. He said, I'll be in there with a dying child from a car wreck. No, they're dying. And the person will bust in and say, I want my drugs. And they'll go look in the database or call the hospital across town and find out 2 hours ago they were given 45, you know, hydrocodones or whatever those, you know, pain pills are. And then I kind of felt guilty of the time I was down at the emergency room on a Sunday. I'd basically cut my finger off. It was dangling. And I was watching Illegal Aliens saying they had stomach aches and stuff going ahead of me. I was being patient. I was worried they wouldn't be able to fix my finger, and it is numb to this day. And I kind of got up there, but I was very cold, and I said, listen, you need to do this. And then the lady was honest. We're waiting for a surgeon to get here, sir. We don't have anybody with that expertise right now. And then the lady showed up, and she was a fan of the show and brought me back and said, I know you don't want to take a tetanus shot, and I don't like vaccines either, but this is really one you need. You cut this on the side of a barge. It's the exact kind of thing. And I just said, I don't care. I waive liability verbally in front of all of you. Sew it up. And so she spent about 20 minutes with just, you know, with that iodine substance, just scrubbing it and going over and getting in the cracks. And she did a good job and sewed it up. And I'm very appreciative of that. But I was feeling guilty. It kind of gave me another perspective of where he said one time there was a dying child and this person bust in screaming, demanding drugs. That person should be, I'm not for police brutality, but those drug heads need to have their teeth knocked in. The doctors are just under siege, ladies and gentlemen. They have the most stressful job there is. And we're going to lose them.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Here's a question.
If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
We pulled up the average doctor's pay. It's $137,000 a year. I'd see $97,000. But regardless, I mean, that is not that much money considering what the education cost, the intelligence level it takes to make it through medical school. They can be making a lot more money in other industries. And they're always getting the blame for everything. And so they're just saying, I'm going to do something else. I'm done. And so the best healthcare system in the world is collapsing now. And that's the government plan. They know it's going to screw the system up, and then they'll fully wreck it, and we'll have total government healthcare, and then they'll be able to decide what type of care you get, how long you're allowed to live. It's just like New York State bans midwives' home births. You will have your baby at the government facility. You will have a CPS visit when your baby's born. If you have trouble suckling the baby, which is totally normal in the first day or two because the baby's learning, they're calling that abuse and taking your children. This is a scientific tyranny where they make everyone a criminal, but them, the criminals. You know, people think, well, we can turn the tide against this. The Republicans are going to get into office. Well, actually, the numbers show that incumbents are being thrown out, Republicans and Democrats. The problem is the media is making Newt Gingrich, as I predicted last year, the leader of the resistance, the political leader, and he's in Politico today. Gingrich forecast Obama loss. He believes that the Republicans will take the House and the Senate in the November elections, and that he's going to run for president in 2012. This is a guy who's written books calling for world government, who wants a global carbon tax. This guy is a sack of garbage. Oh, he's pro-war. And so if you consider that to be conservative, I guess you should vote for him and enjoy your carbon taxes and everything else. Newt Gingrich, I mean, give me a break. I got news for you, Newt. Just like John McCain and others, you are being exposed and you are not going to win. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich gives President Obama only a 20% chance of being reelected. I agree with that. And says he might be the one to give Obama the boot. That's right, Gingrich, who this week published a book called To Save America. Oh, yes, Newt, a globalist Bilderberg attendee. Stopping Obama's Secular Socialist Machine. Well, I mean, Bush tripled the size of government. I mean, you're all for secret arrest and tyranny. I mean, you ought to love Obama. So with Republicans like Newt Gingrich, who needs Hugo Chavez? I mean, it's Newt Gingrich is a singularly nasty, disgusting, un-American piece of trash. And he's even worse because he's always parading around like he's this big libertarian conservative. I just can't stand his arrogance and all the propaganda he pushes. And I'm so sick of John McCain and Mitt Romney and all these other people. Folks, if you vote for Mitt Romney, if you vote for Newt Gingrich, if you vote for any of these people, you deserve what you get. But remember, it doesn't matter who becomes president. That's hard to capture. But Obama got over $1 billion to get elected. They're talking about more money in the next election. But close to $2 billion spent total on the election. Even more if you count outside, you know, PACs and people and special interest running ads. But at the state level, there is resistance taking place. And that's why we're honored to be selling Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic with R.J. Harris, Tom DeWeese, Michael Bagnarek, Alex Jones, Richard Mack, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many others. It gets into the 10th Amendment, states' rights, the deadly danger zone that is a democracy versus our wonderful republic. It is such an important film, available on DVD at InfoWars.com. Everyone needs to rediscover America. This film is full of solutions, available at InfoWars.com with all the new films we've put out in the last month. Of course, there's Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. For anybody out there that doesn't know what the New World Order is, this film will educate them. There's, of course, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that shows you how serious the police state takeover is. And your purchase of these videos makes this radio show, the news websites, and all the work we do possible. So, again, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And got a pleasant surprise yesterday from William Lewis and Gary Franchi. They just sent me a contract over, giving me full authorization to post not just Don't Tread on Me, but Camp FEMA on PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And so we've got a flash version going up in the next 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. Probably two, it may be three. They're working on it right now because we just got the word yesterday. We had to encode it in the highest quality, get it ready. It's being uploaded to the servers right now. We've got to create the launch page for PrisonPlanet.tv members. All my films and so many other great films we've been authorized to post. My book, Paul Watson's book, the live stream of the TV show, higher quality podcast, and 6+ years of information that we've been putting up on PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We're just adding more and more for our members. It is an armory of info weapons in the resistance, and Don't Tread on Me is going up there today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. 7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
We got a lot of active duty military and folks holding that wanted to comment on what we were covering last hour. The fact that the military is being trained for gun confiscation, it's in the news, but that more and more military is saying no and going public and saying, I'm not going to be part of this. This is unconstitutional. So that's coming up with Ed, Bud, Preston, and others that are holding. I've got several big news blitzes that I want to cover as well, like Woody Allen. It would be good if Obama could be a dictator. Remember Bush? Things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, just so long as I'm the dictator. Blanche Flower, Europe could break up, another bailout inevitable. These stories are all up at GCNlive.com. So a whole bunch of key news coming up here after I take some more of your phone calls. We do have Dr. Edwin Vieira on the state of the Constitution, the true role of the militia, and programs and plans he has to take back the states at the state level. So solutions coming up in the fourth hour. But I appreciate her coming on. He relayed an email to her, and she got it to us. And so I called his lawyer, David Hammer's lawyer, Jesse Trinidad, and talked to his paralegals and confirmed that she's been a key Oklahoma City researcher who got in with Jesse Trinidad to get the signed affidavit from Terry Nichols, one of the co-conspirators on the Oklahoma City bombing, that yes, McVeigh was a government operative and told him he was an operative. Then we separately have police, military, other testimony. We've gotten secret federal documents that Trinidad has sued in federal court to be released, where the head of the FBI anti-terror force was in Oklahoma City and lied about it and was intimately involved. I've interviewed people that survived in the Alfred P. Murrah building 15 years ago, like Jane Graham. I'm just recapping this, who saw McVeigh and military operatives in there as maintenance people planning gray sticks of butter. She thought they were working on the telephones. I mean, it goes on and on. This was a government operation. So to even get into Oklahoma City almost does it disservice to just briefly talk about it, but that's all the time we have today. Now, Mr. Hammer hadn't been allowed to do interviews, which, when I have the federal court rulings, is unconstitutional, for 11 years. The last interview he did was with the L.A. Times. And, of course, he talked and was, you know, with McVeigh for years and before they even built the Terre Haute, Indiana Federal Execution Center. He was at the previous federal facility where they were holding him before that, and McVeigh told him all this. He's written two books on the subject. Margaret Roberts, a journalist who wrote the preface for Hammer's 2004 book, Secrets Worth Dying For, Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City Bombing, we were contacted by him, and so I talked to the law office and others. And they marched into Hammer, and we have his whole account. Now he's been put on lockdown in solitary confinement. They took away his phone privileges where he's allowed to call. That's why you didn't, you know, hear the background noise of this is a correctional facility, because it was his private legal call. But he was able to get through to us on that system. And this really fell in our lap. I mean, I knew about Hammer, and I knew about the Oklahoma City information. And I knew that he'd done an interview a few weeks before on Anti-War Radio, which is a pretty big website. And I checked into it, and there's nothing illegal about interviewing him. In fact, what they're doing is illegal under the First Amendment. I mean, I don't want to be arrested and disappear into a black hole, and I can't ever get out to the media. But they did come and grab him, and he is fearing for his life. And they told him they wanted to take him to an unscheduled middle-of-the-night medical exam, but he refused. And you do have control over yourself in medical issues. It's one of the few rights you still have on death row. And I'm not saying David Hammer is a perfect person, but his whole story matches with the stuff we already have, the info we already have in triplicate. Plus, he is on death row for basically killing somebody in a fight in prison. I'm not saying that's good. That that's bad. He was in prison for something else, and then went on death row for murder in prison. So, very, 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 very serious information. But we have this new development, and it's up on Infowars.com. Key Oklahoma bombing witness denied access to attorneys, fears for his life, by Kurt Nemo. And then it has the full letter in here by David Hammer. But right now, we're going to go to Margaret Roberts, who's been a key researcher involved in this for years. Margaret, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's good to be here. I wish it was under other circumstances.
Absolutely. How are they keeping him from talking to the media, even though courts are ruling they can't do this?
Well, I think what happens is, you know, in theory, these inmates are allowed to have interviews, but every time somebody specifically, some reporter or producer specifically requests an interview with Hammer, it's denied. So it's, you know, time and time again, he has not been able to speak to the media.
Now, just recapping briefly Hammer's case, do that for us because you've been an integral part of the research, and then currently flesh out what's in his letter about the type of persecution he's going through for the information he's put out here. Because the feds told him, if you won't write this book about McVeigh being a U.S. government agent and saying that they were going to stage his death, which is what two separate reporters said at the time, he was still breathing when McVeigh was brought out when he was executed. He doesn't have any motive to be doing this except that he is telling the truth.
Yeah, I think he really doesn't have a motive. You see Hammer say, you know, I'm going to die in prison. And actually, Alex, the reason I agreed to write the preface, I actually wrote the preface for this new book, Deadly Secrets. And the reason I did that was that as a journalist, I knew very well that credibility was going to be the issue for David Hammer. And I've been following your website here this morning, and I see that this has kicked up quite a lot of noise, and people are rightly saying, why should we believe this guy on death row? As I wrote in my preface, as a reporter in Chicago, I broke a big story way back in the 1980s about an innocent prisoner on death row, and he was proved to be innocent, and the real killers were discovered, and he walked free. And to me, the lesson was, yes, you have to exercise great scrutiny when you examine a story that's coming off death row, but at the same time, Alex, the truth can come off death row. So that was the lesson there for me. I was a producer for America's Most Wanted, and in 2005 started looking into this Oklahoma City bombing from the fugitive aspect, John Doe number 2. I know you've covered this. That's when I ran into Jesse Trinadu and David Hammer's interviews with Timothy McVeigh, and the possibility that Jesse Trinadu's brother Kenneth, who was a mysterious prison suicide in quotation marks, that he may have been linked to the bombing. So that's how I became involved in this research. And through it, now for several years, have watched as Jesse Trinadu and David Hammer have collaborated, and then David, you know, has been off on his own paths, and find it very impressive what David has synthesized from his own researches conducted from, of all places, his cell in death row, as well as covering what Jesse's done, what the excellent investigative reporter J.D. Cash did too. So, and through this period, Alex, Hammer has been volunteering to step forward and tell his story. I noticed that one of your writers to the website this morning was commenting on the demeanor, the tenor of Hammer's presentation to you in that excellent hour-long interview you did last week. The human voice tells a lot about credibility. That's all Hammer is ever asked to do, is to step forward and tell his story. But the FBI has fought tooth and nail all the way up to a federal appellate courts to shut Hammer up. And I think any reasonable mind would have to ask, 15 years after the fact, why is that so important that you not allow a man to tell a story.
Well, even more than that, certainly there's a cover-up going on, and they're fighting very hard to continue it. But everything he's been saying years later with Jesse Trinidad's lawsuits comes out in federal documents, comes out in major newspapers. It comes
Absolutely.
Out that the feds were basically running Elohim City, that there were warnings, that the head of the FBI anti-terrorism group was there the week before and the day of the event and lied about it. He wasn't in Dallas.
Absolutely.
The list goes on. And this was a government operation separate from anything Hammer says. It's just incredible the amount of evidence. From all of your research, what's the bottom line on Oklahoma City?
Well, you know, every reporter, every journalist always has a working theory. And which is subject to change, the more you learn, the more you know. But I think a very important dot that Hammer connects, and by the way, if I may say, share for your view, for your listeners, this book is only available one place, the website for the publisher, www.authorhouse.com. That's the only place you can read this book. My working theory, based upon my own research and watching what Hammer and Jesse Trinidad have developed, and I think this is the dot that Hammer connects, a very important one, Alex, is the use of criminals as informants reporting directly to federal law enforcement. I think that's going to be a major element of this story once the whole story is told. As Hammer points out, virtually all of the members of this Aryan Republican Army bank robbery gang that Timothy McVeigh fingered as his on-the-ground support squad in Oklahoma City on April 19, virtually every one of them at one time or another, before, during, or after the Oklahoma City bombing, was functioning as a criminal informant to federal law enforcement.
Well, we know the feds do this everywhere. They'll have a convicted arsonist, child molester, bank robber, and then they'll be used in court against people who don't even have a criminal record. So here's the government saying, don't listen to David Hammer. He's a convict on death row. But then listen to all of our criminal informants that we're using, and then when their clean criminal informant, Howell, was inside Elohim City and came out and said they're getting ready to blow up the federal building, they indicted her just to shut her up because one agency didn't know what the other agency was doing. But finishing up with that, we need to talk about Mr. Hammer, what we know about him now being basically punished, and his letter that made it out. Have we heard anything else from him?
Actually, yes. I'm happy to say, Alex, that this morning I have had another email from Hammer. He remains extremely concerned about what is to come. Obviously, this disciplinary, you know, procedure will go forward. How heavy it's going to be is unknown so far. As you know, in the email he sent yesterday, which you posted on your website, you know, he was, you know, fearing that it was going to be heavy consequences and was expecting that all of his communications would be shut down. So far, that has not happened. His plea was, you know, if this makes sense to people out there, if he is representing this story and the continuing research effort, you know, he was encouraging people to be in touch with the prison. If I may say, if I may add, Alex, one of the amazing, well, not so amazing to me as I come out of the America's Most Wanted Enterprise, which I worked for some years, the information that is starting to surface through, you know, your listeners, we've had, you know, very interesting emails, factual, informational emails, just continuing to add, you know, clues and leads to this. This is what could be the tipping point of this entire investigation, is that if, as David Hammer has shaken the tree here to bring information in, and as you have, you know, had the courage to, you know, get on the air and really give this a hearing, let's solve this. You know, that's basically what Hammer says in his book. Let's solve this. And there are more very important moments just down the horizon. And one of them is Jesse Trinidou's fight over these surveillance tapes. And why is the FBI, again, fighting tooth and nail to keep these pictures secret? You asked me what is my theory. I think the videotape that the FBI is still holding is going to show us pictures of people who were with Timothy McVeigh on the morning of 4/19/95. And I think those pictures will be revelatory as to the potential, government involvement in some way or other here.
But for 15 years, they've been declaring national security on all those different videotapes. But we do have the witnesses that day and the days before who did see McVeigh all over the building, in the ATF offices, you name it. I mean, these are credible people who are on record that work there and who saw him.
Yes, I think all of this goes exactly back to that. And to your listeners who are kind of shouting, don't listen to David Hammer, I would just say, remember that, more than a dozen honest witnesses in Oklahoma and Kansas swore they saw John Doe number 2 with Timothy McVeigh. And who was that man?
Just incredible. I want to get you back for a full hour in the near future to really go over Oklahoma City from your perspective, because we can't just do it justice.
I'd be so glad to do that. And I was so, it was a tremendous interview you did, Alex. You brought, this was the fight to keep this silent. And you brought this story out, and people did hear David Hammer in his own words. And I thought he was persuasive.
No, so did my family and friends that heard it. But again, if you've really researched the info, you know how persuasive, because he was saying a lot of these things before it ever even came out. And a lot of this has now been confirmed through the lawsuits of Jesse Trinidou in the federal court. Margaret Roberts, is there a website or a personal site folks can visit of yours? Or
yes, definitely. Please visit www.deadly-secrets.com. deadly-secrets.com, and there is a box for information. More than anything, David Hammer would say, were he able to be here to say it himself, is somebody out there knows who was behind the Oklahoma City bombing. If anybody that's listening has any fragment of information firsthand about that, particularly those of you in Oklahoma City, please go to the website. Please be in touch. We are not going to stop. We are going to solve this case.
Well, God bless you, ma'am. I look forward to talking to you again. We appreciate your years of tireless effort. You've gotten so much information out from Terry Nichols and others, Margaret Roberts. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet.
Keep up the good work.
You too. We're going to come back, take your phone calls. Folks in Japan.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's doobleshoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Dr. Edwin Vieira is coming up in the second segment of the next hour. But right now, I appreciate the military folks holding. The phones are now just completely open on any subject you'd like to discuss at 800-259-9231. But we're going to go to Preston in Japan, active duty, Ed in Louisiana, and Bud, Howard, Steve, and others. But Preston in Japan, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I think you're Alex. Hi, just military police, and just wanted to call and comment on the open phone lines that you had today. And, you know, I see a pattern emerging, and I have actually for the past few months. You know, we have training days where I'm at about twice every month. And one of the things is that at the beginning of the training day, the beginning of the training period, the very first thing they always breeze over is martial law and the difference between qualified and absolute martial law, and also the Fourth, Fifth, Sixth Amendments, and the Posse Comitatus Act, and the Assumption of Crimes Act. And, you know, we get it beaten into us. And, you know, from what my own experience, I've been in the military, you know, for almost 4 years. I've never been trained to confiscate weapons, you know, except for in instances where it's a search, a legally authorized search. And,
but they said that in New Orleans. They said, we say it's legal, go get their guns.
Yeah.
And you're saying that they now, I mean, this is new though. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I got from what you said is that this is new now, that suddenly at the start of the drills, they describe different variants or different threat continuums, different escalations of martial law.
Yes, that's true. But also going along with your point, I don't believe that the military will actually confiscate weapons willingly. I mean, I'm not a member of Oath Keepers, but I do support them. And I will keep my oath to the Constitution. I will not confiscate weapons.
Well, that's good news, sir. What about other members of your unit? What's their view on average? You know, what percent would you dead reckon have your view versus the other view, A? And then B, how do they describe martial law to you?
Well, you know, I don't think that many members of my unit personally will actually follow an order to confiscate weapons, because they recognize, you know, every American has a Second Amendment right. And they would, if they were in that position, they wouldn't want their weapons confiscated either, you know. I mean, the military in general, you know, I will agree that, you know, there are those that are hard chargers and will follow whatever orders they're given. But, you know, with the branch of service I'm in, we're almost taught to question orders. At all.
Sure. Well, that's the catch 22 with police and military. They know guns aren't the boogeyman the media says they are. So you've got these global communists basically trying to demonize guns, but the military knows all about guns and they love guns. And they're not going to buy it.
That's right. That's right. And so personally, I don't just see the military coming in and confiscating weapons. But, you know, I agree with your comment, which you said earlier, that they Some will follow orders. Most will question orders. I won't confiscate any weapons. I don't think any members of my unit would do the same thing.
Okay, so what are they saying, though, now that they're suddenly telling you about martial law?
Well, this has just been an emerging pattern that I've seen over the past 6 or 7 months. And, you know, when they talk about martial law, it's always going to be the difference between qualified and absolute martial law. And they
give us that definition.
Well, qualified martial law is where there's a national emergency or natural disaster, like Katrina, for example. The local court system was still in place and still had authority. You know, the military basically just came in to assist.
What's the other type of martial law?
It's absolute martial law. It's where the military takes control essentially over the court system, over the police, and has final authority and say over just about everything.
And are you being trained for that?
I wouldn't say we are, but we...
Stay there. 1 minute. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is extremely ominous. Not only do we have all the mainstream news articles, and I've interviewed the colonels involved with open gun confiscation drills in places like Iowa. Not only do we have all these czars in the White House and the new Supreme Court nominee calling for an end of free speech, secret arrest of citizens by the Pentagon. This is conditioning. Preston calls in from Japan, and we know this is confirmed under NORTHCOM. They admit they're training for open martial law, absolute martial law under infrastructure protection, continuity of government, COG. But suddenly the last 7 months, and he's been in for 4 years, and he's in Japan, they're teaching him, you know, the baby martial law, where they just help in an emergency versus total takeover of society. But again, now they're training them for both types. Finish up your statement on that. I mean, does that creep you out, Preston? That suddenly they're teaching you about full bore martial law?
Well, I won't say it creeps me out because I first learned about all this in boot camp, and I mean, most military members are always taught about this in boot camp. But you know, depending on their job, what they do, they don't necessarily go over this or review this as much as they like the police do, like we do. So, but I have noticed, like I said, noticed an increasing trend that, you know, it's just like the nail hitting on the head continually over and over again. And it's being, I wouldn't say beaten into us, but we're reminded of it, you know, at least twice a month. And, we have been taught in how to, help implement that and what our positions would be. And
are they saying under total martial law that they're going to go after the guns? Because in the drills that they're having, they are, you know, cordoning neighborhoods and going door to door. And we have Schenectady, New York mayor. We have the disgraced Governor Blagojevich last year before he got kicked out saying, I want the National Guard here to confiscate guns. I mean, you know, Marines running checkpoints looking for drunk drivers. I mean, they're certainly acclimating right now.
Yes, they are. I'll agree with that, definitely. But as far as my unit goes, we are not being actively taught how to confiscate weapons, and I've never been, and not in the past 4 years of my entire military career, I've never been taught how to confiscate weapons, except for a lawful search. And you know, I mean, so I can definitely see how there is ramping up and for all the services. And I talk to other services and their military police units. I have several friends with them. And, you know, it's the same with them, too. They're having the same kind of ramp up.
Well, I talked to my cousin, and he said they're even training, you know, the mechanics in riot control in the National Guard now. You know, he's always been in the military, regular army, and now he's a regular army liaison to the National Guard. And he won't really talk about it, but he just shakes his head. He just says, I'm not, you know, because he's an officer. He just says, Alex, you have no idea. And so I think that's where you really see it is in the, is these units that are crossover, big army, National Guard in the States.
You're right. You know, we do have something called auxiliary security forces. They have their normal military jobs, you know, whether they're mechanic or they work on aircraft or they work on tanks or whatever the deal may be. And they will come and augment and supplement us from time to time. And they receive the same training as well.
Well, we're running out of time, and I appreciate your call, but just to throw this last question in, I mean, are you guys having discussions of why this is suddenly happening? I mean, are you saying, I mean, I would guess it's about the financial collapse, or, I mean, what do the guys think is going on?
You know, most of the guys are, you know, completely oblivious to really anything that goes on with politics or anything that goes on with the news. Most of them just want to get their paycheck and have their weekend and... So, but like I said, I mean, most of them are good guys. I don't really see any of them going and confiscating any weapons.
Unless the right-wing terrorists blow up a bunch of cities, then we're going to have to. See, that's how they're setting it up. Well, excellent information. Preston, we appreciate you. God bless. All right, we got Ed in Louisiana, former military, Bud in Georgia, Katrina. Which has got some key info. I'm going to get to you while Evan Vieira is with us. Stay there, everybody. We'll be right back with key info from the film Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It works.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the balance of this radio broadcast, the next 52 minutes, Dr. Edwin Vieira joins us. And we're going to be talking about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, this imperial federal government, the open, unprecedented assaults on the core of the Bill of Rights, the preparations for martial law in this country, with Dr. Edwin Vieira. So we're going to get to Bud and Ed and others who are military to comment on the type of training they've been given or comments they have on the military saying no to this. Oath Keepers has now got an interview with a sergeant who was involved in Katrina, and he said that upwards of half or even more, but he saw about half of them, say we're not going to be in formation saying we're not taking part in gun confiscation. And that really shut the whole thing down. Though they had ABC News and CBS and Fox running around with teams of military, regular army that were doing it. We played those videos last hour. But Dr. Edwin Vieira holds 4 degrees from Harvard, Harvard College, AM and PhD, Harvard Graduate School of Arts and Sciences, JD Harvard Law School, and he's won cases at the Supreme Court. If I tried to read his bio, it would go on forever. But his most recent work on money and banking is the 2-volume Pieces of Eight, the Monetary Powers and Disabilities of the United States Constitution. And you can read his great articles at newswithviews.com. But we'll tell you more about his books and materials. I believe he's written another book since then, and he's also started a movement to really take back the states, and he's a big part of the film I consulted on, and I'm also in, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. You want solutions? The difference between a republic and a democracy, the 9th and 10th Amendment, the 2nd Amendment, the militias, the power of the sheriff, Sheriff Maxson here. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, available at Infowars.com. And we've been authorized to post it for the first time ever on the web, because it was just released yesterday on DVD, at PrisonPlanet.tv, and that will be up this evening for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Dr. Edwin Vieira, before we get into the Supreme Court, what's happening there, you were on hold listening to that MP officer talking about suddenly they're being trained about the different types of martial law. What's that sound like to you?
Well, this goes back a fair ways, Alex, of course, because they've been anticipating for a long time, based on what they understand to be the inherent instability of this monetary and banking system, that we're going to be in for a great deal of economic chaos, if you will, not simply crisis, but chaos, and that will obviously lead to social dislocations, political unrest. I mean, imagine things like the Watts riots or the Los Angeles riots. Most people are familiar with that in recent history, or what happened in Argentina is a good example. And at the turn of the 20th century, and they'd had a couple of events like that earlier. I think that's what the powers that be are looking towards, and they probably don't believe, I certainly don't believe, that they're capable of finessing the difficulties they're having with the Federal Reserve currency and the debt level of the federal government, so forth and so on. So they're anticipating this will happen. They know that they don't have enough, as the expression goes, boots on the ground within the local and state police forces. So this means they have to turn to the National Guard and the regular army to try and maintain their version of social order. And that's where the whole concept of martial law comes in, and, of course, the training that follows from that.
And, of course, your deep research and papers and books you've written on it have been seminal roadmaps. Ron Paul has quoted them as seminal roadmaps in his research, that if they wanted real homeland security, it would spring from the state and the county and would be the bona fide militia of 1789.
Well, if you go to the Constitution and you look for the word security, where do you find it? The only place it exists is in the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. And it's not just security for security's sake. It's security for this concept called a free state, which is what the entire Constitution is intended to uphold. And that's certainly not what most people today, or myself, would call a martial law. It's something entirely different. And it's tied to this institution called a well-regulated militia. And if you want to know what that is, you put yourself back in the context of the Founding Fathers, most of whom, if they were the Founding Fathers by definition being males, most of whom had served or were then members of various state militias that traced back their history into the 1600s. You can find all of the principles for the organization of a well-regulated militia in just hundreds of these statutes that were passed in the 13 colonies and then independent states prior to the ratification of the Constitution.
And to interrupt, the Democrats especially, but also Republicans argue, no, that means well-regulated military, but it says the people. They're in the Second Amendment. It says the people, the rights of the people. I mean, clearly, it's 100% defined as this militia for our security is the people. And, of course, if everybody's got guns and knows how to use them, most people aren't criminals. You're going to have a very free and safe society and a polite society.
And, of course, the Second Amendment, in a sense, is redundant there because if you look at these militia statutes, which define what those people considered to be a well-regulated militia, what do those militias consist of? Well, at the time, it was every able-bodied free man from 16 to 55 or 60 when you became too old to function anymore. Now, of course, they had slaves, and the women were not legally emancipated, so it was limited at that time to men. We might have a slight change in that composition. But the idea was it was the organization of the entire community. We're supposed to have a self-governing republic in each one of the states, republican form of government, and a self-governing community involves everyone participating to some degree, literally having a duty to participate in the governmental structure. And as the Constitution tells us in the Second Amendment, the key element to maintaining this free state, this republican form of government, is what? A well-regulated militia, which consists of whom? The people. So this whole idea that the National Guard is the militia or somehow the Army or whatever, I mean, all you have to do is read the Constitution and see that the provisions dealing with the Army and the Navy are separate from the provisions dealing with the militia. They're two different entities.
They know exactly what they're doing. Now let's shift gears, sir, and pick your powerful brain on these issues. One of the leading constitutional scholars out there, Dr. Edwin Vieira, joins us right now if you just tuned in. Just, I want to get your take on the overall atmosphere, if you're shocked by it, because I was expecting this, but still, it's one thing to know it's coming, but to see it happen, the Violent Belligerence Act that clearly states, you know, in the text, we've shown it here probably 100 times the last 2 months, it's very close to passing, where it says if the Army or the Justice Department wants you, you disappear for even any intelligence purpose, and only an act of Congress can even discover where you are. You've got Cass Sunstein saying we can shut down free speech, tax free speech, make people carry what information we want in their newspapers or websites. You've got Elena Kagan, and I've got the quotes, you know, basically saying we can ban any speech we want. We can go after the Second Amendment. I mean, these people, they're running around saying we'll put you on a secret list with no fly, no buy. You can't own guns. They've got Republicans supporting that. The end of habeas corpus. I mean, it's just the Supreme Court just ruled, you know, no rights for detainees, indefinite detention. I mean, it's just, for me, as a layman, but somebody who studied the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and history, is this not the most Orwellian system we could imagine?
I think Stalinist is actually the word for it. I suppose it's Orwellian in the sense that Orwell wrote fiction, and we're looking at something which is so extraordinarily difficult to believe that it could even happen at all, let alone that it's happening so quickly. And if you look at the rise of the police state mechanism, 9/11, the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, and now there's various things that you're talking about. Well, how long has this been? Right? A decade? How quickly has this country degenerated? And the amazing thing to me is the uniformity of opinion among Democrats, Republicans, in the court system, in the media. The orchestration of this is what really, I shouldn't say shocks me, but it just surprises me how well the wheels have been greased to move this forward at a very rapid speed, much faster than I certainly would have predicted. But I think it's primarily because the economic system is deteriorating much faster than most of us would have predicted.
Well said. I mean, when I really lay in bed at night thinking about this, I ask myself, how do I hear a UT law professor saying the health care bill's constitutional on local radio, and out of his mouth next he says stripping us of habeas corpus is good, and the guy was supposedly a liberal? I mean, this guy isn't a liberal. He's not a conservative. He's a tyrant. He's a danger to us all.
Yeah, and it's the consistency among these people on both sides of the so-called political spectrum, once again proving that the political spectrum that they present to us is essentially fictional. It's there for another purpose. It doesn't really represent a dichotomy in the views of the people on that side of the yellow line, if you will. They all have essentially the same view, which, to use, I think, the correct word, is basically totalitarian. They're going to tell us what to do, and to hell with us, basically. They don't intend to listen to us. We are supposed to listen to them. And everything that's coming out now, it's amazing that Cass Sunstein is a good example, is coming out of Harvard Law School, because I attended Harvard. It was a pretty liberal place even in my day. And it's become quite a bit more liberal since then. That was back in the 1970s. And here's a professor at Harvard Law School who is blatantly promoting the suppression of political speech. It was incredible.
And broad. He didn't just pick out the Nazis to set the precedent. He said, arrest someone if they say anthropogenic global warming is a fraud.
That's right. So how far does this go? Well, it goes to the Stalinist point that if you say essentially anything that's against the regime, the NKVD will show up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you'll disappear into the gulag.
And now I turn CNN on and they've got Lieberman and McCain going, we want to be able to secretly arrest you.
Strip you of your citizenship.
Yes.
All right, let's take that next step, right? Strip you of your citizenship so that now, theoretically, all sorts of rights disappear simply as a consequence of that. Now, of course, if people want to be stripped of citizenship, and I think that's unconstitutional as a principle, but if you were to accept that principle, it would strike me that the first people on that list would be these public officials who have violated their oath to the Constitution of the United States.
Well, they do. I mean, they do work for the foreign powers of the banking cartel. Dr. Edwin Vieira, our amazing guest, will be right back after this quick break to continue and talk about Elena Kagan.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio?
Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Next segment, we're going to Bud, one of his military stories out of Katrina. Padre Edwin Vieira is with us for the rest of the hour. Elena Kagan, I mean, what is this psychological tactic where they just throw everything in our face? Are they trying to break our will, doctor? Because here she is, never even been a judge. They admit
lawyer. She was never a litigator, for instance, but she has very little experience in the court system.
But then the papers we do have from the University of Chicago Law Review and others, I mean, this is Stalinistic. She's a chip off the old Cass Sunstein block. Give us your breakdown on Elena Kagan.
Well, I think that's exactly it. There's a certain mentality there that's expressed in what she's written. The interesting little vignette that came to me, she was a law clerk at the Supreme Court for Justice Blackmun, and a case came up involving some Second Amendment question. And she wrote a little memo to him saying that the case certiorari shouldn't be granted, and the case Supreme Court shouldn't hear it, because she was not sympathetic to the issue. And I thought, well, that's an amazing attitude. Whether or not an individual law clerk or a justice is sympathetic, personally sympathetic to a constitutional question, decides whether these questions are going to be heard, well, that would strike me as really a disqualification in terms of their psychological propensities, if you will, for dealing with this type of problem. But then you look at the background, you look at what she's advocated, at least what she's in print as having advocated, and I would say that the very, very bad decision to put her on the court, but it's of a piece of what's coming out of the Obama administration.
Well, everything they do is of this type. Well, again, just watching Supreme Court nominations over the decades, that's the number one thing, that they're impartial and that they're going to follow the Constitution. But here she is admitting, oh, I decide cases on what I believe in, and we know she's a gun grabber, and so that memo right there, she should be disqualified.
And I think that's the attitude of the now Justice Sotomayor as well. I mean, she would express the opinion that, well, judges make law. Well, what does that mean when you're in a constitutional context? I take it that means that she thinks that she can make or unmake different provisions of the Constitution, which is clearly contrary to the whole theory of constitutional jurisprudence.
Well, why even have a president if the Supreme Court can do everything for us?
Well, that's right. They become the super legislature, in fact, superior to Congress, because they can write constitutional decisions that, according to them, control what Congress can do. To put themselves in a fantastic position, in fact, superior to the people, because for the people to change the Constitution, we have to go through the rather involved process under Article 5 of getting all of those three-quarters of the states through their legislatures or conventions to agree to some constitutional change, whereas in the Supreme Court, 5 votes out of 9 does it.
Plus, if they say the Constitution is whatever they say it is, it doesn't matter if we pass an amendment. They would just basically exercise a veto.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They may tell us what our amendment means, and it may be something quite different from what we thought it meant.
But let's go back to the psychological question, the hubris or the arrogance. Why would they bring somebody forward who is the worst candidate that I've ever seen in history for the Supreme Court? I mean, she has no qualifications.
Well, number one, she's going to be there for a very long time. They want their kind of person there, so she fits. And she fits from the point of view of ideology. And maybe also it's to show us that they can get away with anything they want to in very brazen fashion, because she is relatively outspoken in terms of these ideological proclivities. So you add all of that up. But I think the real reason was she's someone who's going to be there quite a long time, and she fits the ideological mold perfectly. And she's apparently perfectly willing to exercise that ideology no matter what the Constitution may say.
But doesn't this just further discredit the court?
Yes, I guess it does. But you tell me whether the court hasn't already been discredited beyond salvation at this point in time. I mean, I spent years litigating cases in the Supreme Court before Sotomayor or Kagan came on the court, and I learned a long time ago that we were not going to restore the constitutional foundations of this republic through the Supreme Court of the United States.
So what do we do? We have the constitutional crisis that's happened before, as you know, where the Congress, because it controls the money, starts really exercising power, and what, cuts the money off to them? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I think we have to go through the states, number one, because it has to be a legislative solution here, and not a judicial solution. As a practical matter, it's just too difficult to bring large numbers of these issues through the judicial system. It just takes too long, and then the courts try to limit the extent of the questions that are presented, and then they give you opinions that are insufficient, whatever. It has to be a legislative solution, and it has to come through the states, because Congress right now is a wasteland. I think you will end up with a constitutional crisis. You're going to come up to a situation where some significant number of states are taking one route, and Congress, perhaps backed by some of the other states, are taking another route, and the people are going to have to weigh in on one side or the other, and we can just keep our fingers crossed it'll be on the right side.
I agree. This was a short segment, long segment coming up. He writes for newswithviews.com. Got a lot of great books. We'll tell you about some of those, how you can get them and educate yourself before he leaves us. And he's also, I think, one of the most powerful presenters in Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, available on DVD at InfoWars.com, and you will see it first on the web this afternoon, coming up in a few hours, at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a bunch of questions on states' rights, how to take this country back. With his historical research, Dr. Evan Vieira's view on if he thinks we have a fighting chance or not, why the globalists are moving so fast. But right now, let's get to a few of your calls that have been patiently holding. Bud in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, I am a retired person from a very large delivery company that drives brown trucks, and I was assigned to help clean up my company's property at the hurricane. And in doing so, I was there 2 weeks. In doing so, I don't think people really understand what martial law is. There was the regular army. Not reserves, regular army patrolling the streets. We could not go to our area until after daylight. We had to be off the area by 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. We were escorted to the area where we were cleaning up. And during that time, they were constantly walking the streets, monitoring everything. And we were told when we left our building, which was about 60 miles away, that the only thing we could have in our pockets, they gave us a lunch to take with us, the only thing we could have in our pockets were our driver's license and our DOT card, which was required by the government. Patrolling the area, we were in there to salvage our vehicles and things like that. But while we were in there, you know, you start seeing these regular troops on a regular basis walking their routes. And I was approached by one. Matter of fact, I got my picture made with four of them in full combat. Everything, I had my picture made, and I still have that. I was approached by one. Came up to me and said, if I see anybody that looks like he's going to be looting or looks like he might have a weapon, to come and get him, that he wanted me to come get him personally, that he wanted to take him out, that they had orders to take anybody out that was looting or had a weapon.
And then they went and confiscated citizens' guns who were high and dry. We've had military call in that talked about witnessing the police with chains ripping the doors off jewelry stores and dragging safes out. Did you see, and it was also on the news, the police looting Walmart. Did you see any of that?
No, I'm sorry I didn't see that.
Well, I'm glad you didn't see it. Well, God bless you, sir. I appreciate that call. For those that just joined us, those are some leftover callers from previous hour when we were taking calls from people that witnessed what martial law is like. Going back to Dr. Evan Vieira, shifting gears, I wanted to ask you this question. You know, during the break, I was saying, why are they so bold? Why are they moving so fast? And you said they're running out of time. Recap that in your own words, because you've got some faith. You think people are waking up.
Well, this economic machine that they're running out of the Federal Reserve is like a car with square wheels, Alex. You drive a car with square wheels long enough, and there'd be a lot of damage to the front end, damage to the differential, damage to the transmission. And at some stage, that car is going to fall apart. You know that. You just don't know exactly when, but as it's shaking itself to pieces, at a certain stage, you say, well, it's not going to be very much longer. And I think that's what they're looking at. They recognize they can't really be sure they can keep this system under control, so they have to get as much control of us into place as possible in the shortest length of time because they don't know exactly when the crisis is going to hit. Now, the difficulty for them, however, is that their technique has always been the boiling of the frog story, right? If you drop the frog into the hot pan of boiling water, the frog leaps out literally before it even gets into the water, whereas if you put the frog into cool water and then and the frog will not notice what's happening and eventually be boiled. They're heating up the pan now at an increasingly rapid rate, and I think the numbers are waking up to the fact that they're being boiled, and it's only a matter of a very short length of time when enough of them start to jump out of that pan. I think we're seeing that in the Tea Party movement. We're seeing that, of course, in what you're doing and educating people all over the country. It's becoming more and more apparent that the blinders are being stripped off the eyes of the average American, and he can see who's who and what's what, and now it's simply a matter of getting him to understand what needs to be done to deal with these problems that he recognizes are there, finally recognizes are there.
Break it down. Where we're going, what individuals can do, what communities can do. Let's say you're the general trying to direct people on the best course of action to take the republic back from these people via the states and as well as the federal government. What is the proper role of the states and the people under the 9th and 10th Amendment? Of course, you covered and Don't Tread on Me. How do we legally and lawfully block and then checkmate this criminal takeover?
Well, I think, number one, we have to get control of our local economies, because if the economy goes down in general, the average man is going to be in a desperate situation. He's going to be willing to take direction from higher-up authorities, from central government, from martial law figures, or the man on the white horse type syndrome. And the economy is the thing that really is the linchpin here. And we have the opportunity to do that, but it's going to require action at the state level, and action at the state level directed towards what? Towards providing the foundation for any sound economy, which is a sound currency system. We don't have that now. Our problem is centrally located in the Federal Reserve System. We wouldn't have all of these difficulties today, at least not to the degree that we have them, if that system weren't in operation, hadn't been in operation since before World War I. So we need to take action at the state level to bring in an alternative currency, and we see that already happening, at least in the sense that various state legislators are putting in bills to that effect. There's one this year in Georgia and South Carolina. There was one last year in Indiana and Montana. I think Colorado had one. People in Oklahoma are talking about it. So I think it's a matter of the folks at the grassroots making the contacts with state legislators that they think have a true constitutionalist bent, number one, and some understanding of the economics of the situation, saying, look, we need you to take a strong look at this kind of legislation. We can, in fact, we have the constitutional authority. Actually, the Supreme Court already ruled on this particular question in the late 1800s, whether a state could institute and use an alternative currency and not be required to use the currency that Congress had emitted. At that time was the Lincoln greenbacks, the irredeemable Lincoln greenbacks. So we even have the Supreme Court on our side on this one, besides the 10th Amendment and the 9th Amendment. So that's number one, because if you have the alternative currency in place, then that state is not going to suffer the full ravages of economic dislocations when this banking system comes down, as I am fairly confident it will.
And I think the key here is you're saying we've got to start getting this in place now, and as Ron Paul and others have said, we have to identify the private central banks as the problem so they can't use the crisis they've created to slingshot them into an even greater position of power.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have to be in the position of saying in our states, we have an alternative currency system in place now. We don't need you or your solution to the problem that you caused. Right? You can take your paper money and you can eat it if you want. We no longer need that. We don't need something from the IMF. We don't need something from the Bank of International Settlements, however they intend to set this up on a global scale, because we have adopted an economically sound and constitutional currency. That's step number one. But step number two, then, has to be the organization within each state of the total community in the way the Constitution tells us is necessary to the security of a free state, that is the well-regulated militia, so that we can control our homeland security problems at the local and state level and not be dependent upon FEMA or the Army or, for that matter, even the National Guard.
And that's why they've raced to make us so domesticated, where people see someone knifed and stabbed to death, they're so lazy they don't even call the police, much less help the person themselves.
That's right, the Kitty Genovese syndrome. Right? Remember that story?
Yes.
The poor woman that was screaming in New York City and people were looking out their windows but nobody did anything, and she was, I think she was knifed to death. All right, exactly that attitude. So we have to turn that around completely and bring people back into what the Constitution tells us is the necessary mode of total community organization. Now, once you put those two things together, the alternative currency and the revitalized constitutional militia structure, and again, I'm talking about the militia under the U.S. Constitution, not some kind of private organizations being set up. Once you have those two, that state will be exercising the two key powers of government, as all political philosophy tells us, the power of the purse, right, power of the money, and the power of the sword, homeland security, the militia, whatever term you want to use. Those are the keys, because you will not have state sovereignty, and you certainly will not have popular sovereignty until those two powers have been returned to the states and directly to the people. If you have a proper alternative currency, which is based upon gold and silver, so it's tied directly into the marketplace, then the people will have direct control over that. And if you have the militia, which is composed of the people as a whole, all of them armed and organized and disciplined and trained in some way, then you will have that level of state sovereignty directly controlled by the people. And when the people control those two levels of state sovereignty, you have true self-government. And we are the founding fathers expected us to be, hoped that we would be, and gave us the tools to get there.
All right, let me ask you then a constitutional law question, and I want to be specific. Mm-hmm. When I criticize ragtag militias, I'm not criticizing the men, the women, the people that see the threat, the people that are forming their own local communities, you know, unorganized. I think that's good. The problem is the feds have been caught going in, trying to radicalize, making right. them act like clowns, provocateuring them to then demonize the overall idea of a militia. The real militia, and explain it in actual constitutional terms, would be if we took over our counties and cities, and then we're the people, and then we, the voters, decide how it's set up, and we're not paying all these federal taxes, we're levying the taxes locally, we're making the decisions, we actually are in control of the police, we're in control of the juries, the grand juries, we run things. But to do that, we've got to be involved. But going out behind the, you know, the cabin with your neighbor and saying we're preparing to take on the New World Order, that's fine to defend yourself from criminals or whatever, or even if you had to a tyrannical government. But to offensively take the nation back, it needs to be the county sheriffs, the county commissioners, the city council. We need to have this message and take over the government and run our flag up. That's the official way to do it. That's what the founders did, the 13 colonies, the government representatives. They went together, they got together, and it was legitimate, it was real. Instead, you have the Republic of Texas, not all the groups, but saying, I'm the president. You had 10, you know, eight different groups saying they were all the president. Right. It was clownish.
That's exactly right. The key to this is to obtain legal authority under our constitutional structure. There is a way to do that. You can look back through history all the way into the earliest colonial times. You can see what that structure was. We can do it now. It's a matter of, ultimately, it's a matter of passing a statute. I the thing could probably be done at a county level or the town level or whatever, but it would have only, obviously, limited authority within that jurisdiction.
But those could be models for the state.
That's right. You could, obviously, you could start doing this kind of thing. I wouldn't, if they were done at the county level, I wouldn't call the organizations militia. If your county council set something up, you might call it a county committee of safety or, you know, a county homeland defense organization or whatever. Give it some other name, because in constitutional principle, you know what the militia are called? The militia of the several states. They are state institutions, and they always were. They were broken down internally by towns or counties.
But yeah, what matters is they're accountable to the people instead of the feds coming in and controlling the local system.
That's right, because they are the people. You see, that you have perfect transparency. You have perfect accountability. Why? Because these institutions are self-governing institutions composed of the people themselves. That's what it always amazes me how difficult it seems to be to get this idea across to the average American. If you want self-government, then you have to start exercising or participating yourself in self-government. Self-government is not a spectator sport.
Yeah, you can't abdicate and, quote, hire professionals, because in every case in history, the professionals are going to come in and rob you.
That's right. They're going to become the governors, and you're going to become the subjects. That's the rule of history, the rule of political philosophy. I mean, every time you look at that kind of a system, it moves in the direction of centralized control and the people lower down in the pyramid, because they're always pyramidal structures, the people lower down in the pyramid have less and less control. Our constitutional pyramid works exactly the other way. Sovereignty is at the bottom, and less authority is delegated to the top. But for sovereignty to exist, sovereignty has to be exercised. People cannot claim to be sovereigns unless they take sovereign actions, unless they perform sovereign functions. Otherwise, they're going to be subjects.
That's right. I mean, if you want to bake a cake, you got to make it.
That's right. And you've got to be the cook. You've got to mix the ingredients, follow the recipe, take those steps, and then be responsible for the outcome. Right?
Well,
what people in this country don't want to do is they don't want, number one, apparently too many of them for too long, haven't wanted to do the work, and then they've wanted to pass on the responsibility for failure to somebody else. In a self-governing society, you're responsible for success and failure.
Let me ask you this question. No other country except maybe Switzerland, the Netherlands for a time, has been able to do what we've created here, and I really researched our founders. I mean, they were some of the most exceptional men in history, in such a large concentration of exceptional. I mean, that's why the King of England, King George III, whenever George Washington refused kingship here in the U.S., he said he's the greatest man in the world today, because no one in history had refused the Caesar power when it was offered. So I just don't know. We're so wrecked societally. We're so decadent and lazy. There's a lot of good people. And in a republic, it doesn't matter if 80% are a bunch of sloths. I guess it's up to us to go take over the system and be the sovereigns. But then if the mass isn't involved, it'll kind of degenerate back into the same thing. I mean, are we up to this beautiful republic? Do we even deserve it?
Well, we have to be, because we have no choice. The only choice is to give up and let those people who are far worse than we are, the New World Order rights, win. And damn it, I don't intend to let them do that.
No, no, I agree with you.
Right?
I just...
We have no choice, Alex. And I think we'll find enough people. You know, leaven is a very small amount of the loaf, right?
Yes.
Always. The yeast is just a tiny amount, and it moves the entire mass of flour. We will find that 5% or 10%, and then the great mass of people, most of whom I think in this country are people of goodwill and basic common sense. You know, they may not have been educated as well as they should have been in this public school system. You can go all down this list of horribles that we have. But basically, I think they're of sound mind and good disposition. And when they are shown by a proper leadership group the right way to go, they will go along.
Oh, I agree with you. They've never been shown what true freedom is. They've just been kind of in this ether. A fish doesn't know it's in the water.
That's right. And they have the good sense to know which way to jump. I mean, the fish knows, has the good sense to know which way to jump. Not back onto the sand, but into the water, right? If he's given the opportunity, it's given the opportunity. And I think exactly the same is true of the average American. When the right leaders come along and show them the correct alternatives, they will adopt those alternatives.
Well, I study history. I mean, just 100 years ago, people jealously guarded their freedom and knew it was important. We've got to get that same mistrust of government back. We've got to cut the size of it. Stay there, doctor.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fast
fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
It's not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Final segment with Dr. Edwin Vieira. We'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. He's in the film Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, that has a lot of these great constitutional ideas ingrained in it. Very important to relearn the Bill of Rights and Constitution and to get this information out to everyone you know. Available at InfoWars.com. It's up to you. First, we've got to educate the people. We've got to take action. We've got to get it done. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but it's far past that. I talked about this 14 years ago. Now it's mainstream news that all babies at birth for 30 plus years, 37, 38 years, and all the Western nations have had their blood taken for a global DNA database. Now there's debate in Congress right now. This is KTSM news channel, this Katie law, where everybody who basically gets arrested will have DNA taken. And a judge just ruled in Texas they're taking blood illegally without warrants for DWIs. They're having the police do it, and the police say they don't care. They're going to continue it. A judge in Texas said that these toll road cameras and speed cameras aren't constitutional because there's not an officer involved. The police don't stop. I mean, there's just a real lawlessness we're seeing from government.
And, you know, that particular aspect of lawlessness, growing level of police state, really brutality that's involved, not simply their failure to abide by court decisions or statutes or whatever, but actually brutalizing the people. If you revitalize the militia in a particular state, all of those police departments, sheriff's departments, state police, what have you, would become subsets of the militia structure. And then they would be subject to discipline by the citizens in their own local communities. And I can guarantee you that within about a week after that had happened, all of that behavior would stop. Because the consequences to any particular police officer would be so horrendous that they wouldn't do it.
And the media always frames this like that would persecute police. No, then the good cops would be put into positions of power instead of the bad ones being elevated. Now they're kicking the good cops out.
Yeah, the bad ones would be weeded out very quickly. They'd be weeded out either because they'd be caught and disciplined and expelled, or because they take a look at the situation and wouldn't want to take the risk, and they try to find another job. You know, they go to Starbucks and serve coffee or what have you. There's the difficulty. You know, many years ago, I remember in New York City, I think when Lindsay was the mayor of New York City, there were complaints from the black community about the way the city police were dealing with those people, and very discriminatory and high-handed. They didn't use the term police state, but that's what they were talking about, police state fashion. And they wanted to set up, I think they did end up setting up a citizens review board. Well, that's essentially how a militia would operate, as a huge citizens review board, because all of these uniformed militia members who were in the subsets of the militia called the local police or the state police or what have you, would now have to answer on a regular basis to the members of their own local militia companies and be subject to some kind of militia discipline if they had misbehaved in the performance of their duties as the uniformed service.
Well, we've got to go this way because it makes the public become independent and rugged again, mm-hmm. what we're supposed to be, instead of a bunch of cowards. I've told the story of a woman choking in a restaurant, and no one was helping her, and I had to push people aside to do the Heimlich, as they, like parrots, said, call 911, call 911. She would have been dead by the time they got there, and I was weird because I saved the lady. I mean, we have just become domesticated. Dr. Edwin Vieira writes for newswithviews.com. Quickly, tell us about a few of the books you've written and how people can get them.
Well, the latest one on the militia is called Constitutional Homeland Security. That's available on Amazon. I have another one, earlier book, Imperial Judiciary, which deals with the problem of judicial supremacy, which we talked about earlier. That's also available on Amazon. And there's also on Amazon, the Heritage Research Institute has just put out a DVD called The Purse and the Sword, which goes into great detail about quite a bit of what we've been talking about
well,
today.
Well, I look forward to talking to you again. You did a great job, and don't tread on me. God bless you, Doc.
Thanks
for the time.
Take care.
You bet. Take care. Great job, crew.